Blog Talk Radio.
B-O-L.
Back.
got a place in victim mode. So don't come knocking at my door. I got company coming round. So,
Doctor. I'm just here to throw it to be happy. A little runway got so heavy. She can take it, she can take it all. Yeah, I'm way too gentle. No, no one else can stop me. Who are you to stop me? I guess they wanna be conceited with a capital C. No one else can stop me. Who are you to stop me? I guess they wanna be conceited with a capital C. You can't stop me.
the norm. Now hit on that, blow your horn. Shut shit down there, just perform. This is your mission, just grin. All you other bitches, just get gone. It's my time, and bitch, I'm on. I'm the one that's the girl come upon. This is your mission, just grin.
Southwest, Atlanta, Georgia. Doors open at 5 p.m. LSS at 7:30. $30 all night. First cash category will be at 8 p.m. And again, that's Mini Grand Big Girl Space. Tables, $100. Fully stocked. And I mean fully stocked. First come, first serve. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, the Revenge Edition. For more information, contact Father Brandon Lovin on Facebook. Also, that next day, Sunday, April 14th, there will be a kickball and spades tournament. North Carolina versus South Carolina versus ATL versus Alabama versus Florida versus the DMV. No house affiliation, just state versus state. Free food and refreshments. The winners of the kickball game will receive a big trophy, and the spades winners will receive cash prizes. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, the Revenge Edition, Saturday, April 13th, and the Kickball and Spades Tournament, Sunday, April 14th, in Atlanta, Georgia. And again, for more information, contact Brandon Lovin on Facebook or visit the event page for more detailed information.
This Kiki is marvelous.
And you like it. You like the adulation, the applause.
Say it comes from
people
reading.
Cheering you on.
Reading came first.
If an addiction high, like all highs,
is the real art form of insult.
You absorb it, you
laugh,
take it. And you like
and kikis,
it. You absorb it,
laugh,
you take it.
And
you
kikis, like it. Laugh and kikis. Shade is, I don't tell you all this, but I don't have to tell you because you know.
Good evening, girls, gals, queens, everybody. Is everybody here? Is Mark here?
I'm here, brother.
Mark, you here? Enrique?
I'm here.
Tiffany? Tiffany? I guess she comes on when she feel like it. She got to make a grand entrance. Oh, well, Chanel. Where's Jason? Is he still practicing?
He might be. I left practice. We practice together. He might still be there.
He might still be there.
Mm-hmm. He was there when I left.
Jason, if you're listening, you need to hurry up and stop trying to catch trade on the way home and get on the freaking phone.
Oh, my God.
Picking up people on the side of the street. That's just
hey,
not
Enrique.
Latest.
Hey, what's up, Mark? What's going on?
So what's been going on in your world, Enrique?
Nothing, just getting ready for the play this weekend. Other than that, not too much, just concentrating on that.
Okay, I got a question. Is Jason any good? Like, is he really good as an actress?
He's actually really good. Jason is, like, very funny. So he's going to be typecast, though. So if he presses one when he comes home, you know what I'm talking about. But, yeah, he's actually very good. Yeah, he kind of lightens the whole play up. His part lightens the whole play up.
Okay. What's going on in your world, Mark?
Nothing. Chilling. Last night, I actually went and chilled with my ex for a little while, and, you know, got a little stamina and things. All right, thank you for the promos for the condoms, for the gliders, for the what's the name condoms, just sickening.
Wait a minute, okay, well, maybe I had the wrong ones. Could you send a link to those? Because I bought some and, you know, they kind of buzzed on me, so I'm going to need to know if I had the right ones.
Oh, no, Enrique. You got to rub the lotion on before you let that happen.
Baby, that's why I said you got to get the ID Millennium Glide to go with it. It's the Trojan's Bearskin Latex Condom. Feels
yeah,
so good you can get there on. But anyways, Tiffany, are you here?
I'm
you
here,
get the
y'all.
Millennium ID
late,
Glide,
Huh?
You got to get the Millennium ID Glide ones. You can't just get any old kind of listening ones.
Okay.
You got to get the Millennium ID Glides.
Okay, gotcha.
Stay wet. But anyway, hey, I'm just trying to make sure that y'all, you know what I'm saying. So, Tiffany, what's going on over there in your world?
Hey, sis.
Hey, how's everybody doing? That's how exactly I feel about you. Ugh. You gagged.
You gagged.
Ugh.
Well, Tiffany, do you... I mean, like...
I thought he was a seat filler. Like, what the hell? He's a regular cast member now? Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Girl. The girls, the girls, the girls.
Exactly.
Exactly. Anyway,
well,
I'm chilling, honey. I'm just doing me, honey, living life, going to work, honey, doing my ones and my twos, honey. How are y'all doing?
Well, shit. I just know, to everybody out there, yeah, it's time to take my college courses, and I got 100 in all my classes and discussions, you know. This shit is easy.
Honey, where's Laura? Where's London at, honey?
I can't.
Where's London?
I don't give a shit. I'm just letting everybody know. I'm bragging on me. You all fucking interrupting. London ain't here, so deal with it. How about that?
Oh, first of all, look here, little red Corvette Prince. Don't come for me tonight, okay? Because one thing about it, baby, I'm asking where London is, honey. I'm glad about
girl,
your,
it seems
you know,
like
your
you
accomplishments.
Too much.
I'm glad about your accomplishments, honey. I'm glad to see your... It's never too late to go back to school. I mean,
did you gonna
congrats.
Keep saying that?
Why you keep putting emphasis on that late? That's not
right.
No. No.
Because she's trying.
I'm not calling J-Rock late, no. Now, I kiki and I bullshit with y'all, but, you know, I love all of y'all dearly, honey. I would never say late, like, in a negative way. I'm just saying, like, girl, he's 30 years old. He's talking about he's going back to school. It's never too late to go back to school. That's what I'm just saying.
Oh, shit.
I'm actually getting packed now to come down to Baltimore to see the play on Saturday to the VIP portion of the play.
That's good. Oh, Jason play?
Yeah, Jason and Enrique's in it.
Where is Jason?
I'll be down there.
Oh, Enrique's and Jason play too? God, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's
he
what
like
I
sit on everybody's shit?
Except yours.
Oh my God. He done made his way onto the show. Now he's in Jason's play. Oh, my God. This is too much for me right now.
Just wait till I come to where you live, baby. You're going to really
come
together.
You're not coming here, honey. You're not coming here.
You're going to really come together.
You're not coming here, Enrique.
Yes, I am.
Honey.
So, Mark, did you make it to Chicago?
Did I make it to Chicago? No, I had to work that weekend. I would have actually been there, but I had to work. I had to work, actually, that weekend so I can come to the play this weekend. No, I didn't make it to Chicago. But I heard it was a cute ball, though. I heard the ball.
Is that
cute.
The one when they putting up the video of the Herrera man coming out like Madam C.J. Walker?
Oh, shit.
Come
I'm
on, Marco.
Bitch, goddamn. Well, hold up. I wasn't going to say nothing about that, but since you brought it up, Tiffany, what... The fuck?
She was giving me a light Shirley Caesar tea, no shade. Like, I kind of got into it.
That was a little bit of a Twinkie. What's some the gospel singers that made it? Is my living in
that's
bed.
The Clark sisters. And
the
Clark Nico Brand had just put up their shoes to explain each one of them. And,
she
was giving me very much Jesus tight. Sandals.
Yes. I'm not going to take nothing away from that lady's look, her wig, or anything. I just feel like if she was going to wear that, I'm all for that gastric. I need one. I'm so loving the weight loss. It looks good, honey. Congrats on that. But, girl, you should have a push-up bra or something on. Like, you cannot just let them cow udders hang
well,
like that, girl.
Wow.
And that dress
my thing is,
like
I want, what, okay, maybe I'm lost. But what are the elements of face, whether it's big girl's face or little girl's face or whatever?
Well, first of all, don't
elements?
Put her in my category, honey, because she's not the one. She's a drag face, okay? So, clear
hey,
by
drag
these girls don't know what they're looking for. the elements have changed. These girls don't know what they're looking for. You just got to get people out there like Dee Dee and Rose and them that just have faith and you just know it's undeniable. Nowadays, they vote for anything, child.
That's what I'm not getting because I'm like...
Incoming transmission.
Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
I want somebody to hook me up with Johnny's because I want to suck her meat.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Can you do it better than the guy in the video?
I want to suck her meat.
I'm so bad.
Oh.
She's got 9 inch foot long beat.
Oh, my
God.
Wait a minute. Let me ask the caller a question. I missed the video. Like, I missed that whole episode, so I didn't see the video. She got bigger meat than what Naima claims to have foot long.
Tiffany, I'll send you the link. Trust me.
No,
the
video is
the motherfucking...
Well, first of all, can somebody just give me the beat? What happened? Did she put it up or did somebody else put that video up?
I heard that she put it up in her own room. They have, like, after dark nights in her room.
Oh, okay. And then somebody put it in the other group?
Yeah, somebody stole it out.
Okay.
Incoming transmission. Keisha, you're on the air.
Hey, y'all, what's going on?
Hey,
Keisha.
Hey, brothers, what's going on? What's going on, Tiffany? What's going on? I got a question for y'all. I'm gonna make it hot. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Make it hot.
Right. Speaking of drag's face, what the fuck is drag? Okay, let's keep it real. Because anybody can put paint on and give drag's face. Bitch, I could put on makeup, have someone do my face and what is drag's face? And what is, I mean, think about it. I'm just trying to understand. Drag's face, what is it and what it consists of? Because after all these years, I'm still trying to understand what the fuck is drag's face?
Well, drag's face
Keisha,
is supposed to be
okay.
the
I'm sorry, Rika, let me just say this. To be honest, though, Keisha, I think really the only person that can give us an honest answer is J-Rock because he's the only one who gets in drag.
Let me tell you one motherfucking thing. I live. You did that. But you know what?
I'm just playing, J-Rock. Go ahead, Enrique.
Go ahead, J-Rock. Maybe you can explain it. You know.
Yeah, okay, this is what I feel like drag face is. This is what pisses me off about that category. They try to make it be like the drags have to be so freaking real and fishy, but that's not drag's face. Drag's face is supposed to be about the art of makeup. But even though it's about the art of makeup, you still have to have the elements of face, and your makeup cannot be clown and cakey.
J-Rock, if a girl comes out wash face and she just has all the elements, teeth, skin, nose, I mean, you don't have to wear makeup for that.
The original thing of drag face, because we think of like the older girls like Season Karan, or if you think of like who else, like some Revlons that walked in, or even Michelle Allure when she was a Butch Queen in drag face, it was the art of makeup. Even Michelle had face without it. It was for her to wear because that's what the category was calling for.
Right.
Because if he was to do it the wash face, then that'd be more so real, and it's not really drag
right.
face.
Hmm?
You know what I'm saying?
That makes perfect sense.
Back in the day, like they used to say, like stuff like drag face, your paint has to accent your effect and everything. Like say, since you got on all red, you got to have something in your eye that's like red, but it has to blend, and you still have to have the elements of face, though.
Right.
Yeah, but you know what? You already know the new word is evolve. You already know they've gotten past
right.
that. They're not even
yeah.
looking for that no more. They're looking for drags that look like femme queens that have face. No shade.
Yeah.
That
makes me mad then because of this. Junior Femme Queen then. That is like, when they say Junior Femme Queen, that means a drag could say, well, I live my life as a woman, but you're not.
No, that's not, because a Junior Femme Queen is somebody that's not quite all the way a Femme Queen, but they have started transitioning from a Butch Queen in drag into becoming a Femme Queen. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so
they're in that mid-transition, right.
Well, most of these
right.
people that
that's
saying Junior Femme Queen is La Buzz.
Oh, well, that's not right, though. Because that's usually the ones have, who have started hormoning, who are, you know what I'm saying, who have started taking hormones.
Incoming transmission.
Y'all don't think that Marco looks like she's been dragged?
Kelly, I was wondering why she didn't tap you. I thought she was going to tap you, Kelly.
Tap me for what?
To get a piece of lint on your shoulder, bitch.
What the fuck would she
First
be tapping
all,
you for?
I don't play with the girls that don't know how to dress themselves properly. Okay?
Oh, shit.
And if you're going to walk face and you're going to come out and you're going to do it, you don't have step and you don't come out and walk barefooted.
Oh, she walked barefooted? Oh, she didn't keep it. Why did she walk barefooted?
Y'all have to get it to see. I got past the face mistake because the face is not there. I was looking at the whole allude of the unproportioned of that dress that was ill-fitted, her not having on no shoes mistake, and her looking like a road from 227.
Mary.
Kelly.
Wow.
Kelly.
No, but didn't she get through?
She did it for her, didn't she?
Anybody can get through.
Wait, was you judging? Wait a minute now.
No, I was not judging.
Okay.
Let me know.
Where is Rodney at? Because it seems like Rodney had a lot going on. It seemed like he was being real political this weekend, honey. Was that too off?
You know, and another thing, now I've heard Rodney get a little bit, you know, kind of. Last night, Rodney was going off. Like, what did y'all do to him?
When did he go off? I must have missed it, because once the show went underwater,
you come back on, Kelly. Brother, you're new. You really don't know Rodney, do you?
See, when I was with Rodney, you know, face-to-face and all, I just never got that.
Because you was a child.
Baby, Rodney.
Incoming transmission.
Hold up. Private caller. You're on the air.
Hello? Hello? Give it to me, Tiki Ta. Hello?
Can't walk.
Hello?
Get her cat meat stuff like that. Stop it.
What else? Do you have anything else to say besides hello?
Goodbye. Hello?
J-Rock, you kind of set yourself up for that, J-Rock. No shade.
Yes, God.
Kelly.
Yes,
incoming transmission.
Hold on. 678-650. You're on the air.
Just listening.
Just listening.
Thank you for just listening.
What were you saying?
I want to know, how did Kelly get past that she didn't have no bra on? That's what really upset me about the whole dress. Like, them titties was just hanging, and then they were, like...
For you to be a big bra, that's the only thing that upset you about that outfit?
No, baby, that was a ratchet mess, but I couldn't get past looking at nothing but them cow udders hanging like that with no bra on. Like, that's all I could see was that deep V of a dress, and all I seen was big, little skinny hanging. Yeah, I couldn't get past that. But
I couldn't really see the girl.
That little short wig, honey, that she got out all the way at the back of the back of the beauty supply store. That's one of them wigs that be in the back of the beauty. Like, you know, they hide them, like, all the way at the top of the old lady section.
Bitch, when I saw
it was like
a mixture of Sunday's Best and Soup Kitchen. I was gagging. I was looking around like, what is she doing?
The chat room want to know who told Marco it was okay for him to do drag.
Marco was like, oh, God, it's no shame.
You know what?
She should have walked dragged realness. That's what she should have walked, because she looked like,
no,
oh, God.
No, remember, she used to walk with Queen Faith, and they took
the chat room. The chat room would have to take off for that when we were sisters back in the days.
Who?
Hold on. I just been threatened, so I'm going to do this because I really believe these two bitches are from the CIA. So shout out to Laura Spears and Brooklyn Mona, because they told me I better shout them out or they're going to spill my tea. And I don't even know what that tea is, but I'm sure they'll get it.
Well, bitch, when they from the CIA, what you worried about it for? You already in the government, ain't you?
I don't know. Bitch, these hoes be getting all the good shit before they'll get your tea before you even know you have tea. I don't know what the fuck they be getting their juice from. But it be juicy.
Right.
So I'm going to let y'all know tonight is going to be a fucking Kiki all night. Nobody's safe. It don't fucking matter. No shots. I don't give a fuck. Until somebody come on and stop me.
Oh, God.
See, I'm trying to teach the girls, but they not listening. You wanna be just like me, I'm a flash girl. But after the shit, they take me, I'm a flash girl. Cause they wanna play all day, cause I'm a flash girl. If you wanna be just like me, I'm a flash girl. 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 If you wanna be just like me, you got to the quick, just take me. Cause you wanna play all day, cause I'm a flash girl.
But you fall into a soft dip.
Bitch, how did you come with that DK on just in the right fucking time?
Hi, boys and girls. I missed you.
Why is
this
so hard?
Wait a minute, hold the fuck up.
She was
Vogue
down. She was
Vogue
down. She was Vogue down to that intro because I was just Vogue down. But
I really was. I really, really
That's why
was.
She had a breath right now. Bitch was eating it. I was just
Bitch, I had on my Marco wig and that black hat. Bitch, I was waving my church fan and everything, honey.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God. How is everyone? How was everyone's weekend?
My weekend at work, it was good.
Yeah, it was good.
Did anyone else go see Oz other than myself?
No.
Lord,
I want to see that movie so bad. I really do want to see it.
Mona, if you are a bad bitch, go ahead and press 1 since you got the T of all T's and you're fucking tipsy and you got the exclusive.
Hey, Mona.
Will never happen.
Not too much, my sister Mona. Not too much.
Okay, private caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, now look at him. Last night I heard that snowing and breathing. Who the fuck be up on the ground breathing like that? I can't take this shit no more. And don't be hanging up on me. Put me back on mute, but stop breathing like that, goddammit.
That's Jason. He's been chasing out the trade on his way home.
So you were on last night too?
No. I was not on last night's show, so that could not have been me breathing like that. But word on the street, quietly as it is kept, it's Enrique.
Who knew?
Wait, y'all gotta refresh the ballroom page. Lois Spears found Marco's table called Trick.
Lars Bear found what?
She found his tablecloth dress.
She found Marco's tablecloth dress. Bitch, it got pork and beans and toast. Oh my God.
Our brother and Letitia loves you, and that intro was over, she said.
Thank you, Auntie.
I like that intro. Wait a minute. I like that intro, honey. It was cute. I was, you know, I was dancing, shaking my tits to it. But I need to know how bitches get on one motherfucking play on the Chipman circuit and get a motherfucking intro. Now, I ain't even got a goddamn intro.
And this
that
big
bitch
would
Chitlin
say, I got this one. And this big bitch would say Chitlins.
You know, that's what I'm saying. You know the Chitlin circuit, honey. These bitches get in a play, and honey, they get fucking intros.
I've been in more than one play. I've been in Bubbling Brown Sugar. I've been in plays since I was 12
years old. Listen, Jason, I don't knock that you've been in plays. Hence, I said the Chitlin circuit.
Well, unfortunately, I don't do Tyler Perry plays, so that's the Chitlin circuit, though.
Well, girl, if that's the Chitlin circuit, what circuit you in? The baloney circuit?
Whatever circuit I'm
you
in, it sure is not the circuit
girl.
Of the leather pants that you wear.
Get him,
Jason.
My leather pants are legendary.
They're legendary for being funky.
Bitch.
Okay, Tiffany, Tiffany, this just came in my inbox. The reason big bitches like you don't have intros is because you always late.
Okay. This is for bitches like you. I'm always late because your man's always in my pussy eating it. So I have no choice but to be late for it to the show.
Okay. Oh, my God. Girl, really?
Girl, yeah, ain't nobody eating that motherfucking shit. Ain't nobody.
You got me fucked up, honey, please. It takes all your money.
Hey, Kelly,
well,
girl, how your legs
going,
all, boo?
No, Kelly would want to keep it cute how when you was up there in D.C., honey, you was laid up cuddled with my snack, girl. So
ooh,
let's just keep it cute, Miss Kelly.
Ooh. Ooh, Kelly, what snack of hers did you have?
I wasn't laid up with your snack, and if it was your snack, it wouldn't have been laid up with me.
Girl, he was asleep, girl. When he woke up, girl, you was cuddled to him like a baby. He didn't know where the fuck you had came from, girl.
Oh, shit.
Actually, we was doing what we was doing, and we all fell asleep in the bag.
Look, she knows exactly who I'm talking about, too, girl. Don't play with my pieces, girl.
I know exactly who you're talking about. Jason, you want to ask me about my knees? My knees are very high.
That's good, girl. Because I just want you to know that when that rumor came out, I did not believe. I said, not my sister, Kelly. That didn't happen to my sister. And if it did, if it did happen to her, she played there like the motherfucking legend she is and paid it.
I did.
Exactly.
I laid there, my legs crossed like cunt. It wasn't something. It wasn't dramatic. It wasn't something. Mine is actually better than Kool-Aid to Gigi's.
Ooh.
They said it was a sinkhole in Chicago, and that's when, and, you know.
Yeah, the sinkhole came from Florida to Chicago.
No, for real, I did not know you sound for real, for real.
Yes, it's boy.
Bitch, I would not.
Well, Kelly, at least somebody got you on video, girl.
Excuse me?
I said, at least somebody got you on video when you said.
So they got it on video, but she's like, if she wanted to come out, it will come out. Lord have mercy.
So that's not on World Star Hip Hop yet?
No, it's not gonna make World Star. Would y'all like?
So they said you fell in slow motion.
Yeah. Did y'all see the fight from Chicago?
No, it was a fight
what
in Chicago.
Fight?
I couldn't see nothing that was going on.
I
didn't know, because it was like they rushed the stage, and it just was too much.
There was a fight in Chicago. Oh, what is that?
Sorry, I was getting the link from y'all. I was getting the link for y'all.
Oh my God, Mr. Man is
no shade.
Said,
when they were doing the old way, I thought they were the man prodigy.
I put the link in the official ballroom group. If y'all go, Blog Talk Radio chat room. If y'all go to 3 minutes on the video, y'all can see the little slight altercation.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. It just seemed like a bunch of people rushed the stage, went to the back, and it was like it was over.
Because I thought, and to be honest, I thought when they first was doing the old way coming out, I thought that it was, didn't Man Prodigy come out in Vogue or whatever? Then I thought he sat to the side, and I actually thought that's who the boy had kicked. So that's why I was like, well, what is going on? Because I couldn't really tell who was damn kicking and who was fighting. I said,
the boy kicked Ron Lanvin, who actually was trying to break up the fight. He wound
up
kicking
him. What is that Salvin has on? Is that a dress, a cape?
That
was a Matrix. He was getting his Matrix on.
Y'all better, bitch. I'm going to just leave that one alone.
That is what Lawrence Fishburne and them had on, Neo, and I'm in the Matrix, girl.
Okay.
That fight was stupid.
So somebody, he was like 4'5", and he kicked somebody that was like 6'3", or something?
Yeah, LaVell was like
4'11", 5 feet,
champ.
So that's when that Vogan come into play, bitch. You know, that was one of those Quinn.
Oh, yeah, she a twister, too. I forgot she a twister.
So that was one of those little Jackie Chin type kicks.
Yes, ma'am.
Speaking of Vogan,
and if y'all go back and look at her Vogue clips, if y'all go back and look at her Vogue clips, she do got a high kick, no shade.
Oh.
She do?
Yeah, she
Enrique,
is. She really
speaking
does.
Of Vogan, it was really cute how you going to tell everybody to fast forward to all that, all the kids giving it to fast forward to Ricky Allure.
Oh, wait a minute. Charlie.
Hello?
What is that?
That's Charlie. Who's doing
that?
That's
a clip.
Is that the same clip? Somebody needs to mute that. That's not Callie. Who's watching that? That's not Callie.
Ain't me.
It's
not
it's
me.
It's not
either.
Me. I don't even have a
computer. Look good. You do around, Robin. Thank you.
That wasn't me, honey. I was in the kitchen getting something to drink.
Yeah, because I had my earphones on.
Who the fuck was that?
It was Keisha. Keisha, don't do that no damn more.
The reason why I put that Vogue Femme up, because, I mean, I think the LaVeija girls did really good, but Vicky just fucking turned it to me. That was the highlight of that whole clip.
It was just funny. It was just funny how you was like fast, you know, like, it was almost like, bitch, forget all that other shit.
That was so lazy, Enrique, and I did it like a dummy. Like,
and got your motherfucking life, and got your life, and got your
life. I did get my life.
I ain't listen to Enrique. I ain't listen to Enrique. I watched the whole clip, champ.
But
no,
it's so
I didn't see him like a dummy.
One of them boys got chopped, and they said that he didn't incorporate a dance move, but this bitch did two pirouettes in the air, and then he came back down, and it was like he didn't incorporate a dance move, and I'm like, that was a pirouette.
But that
yeah,
can
but
be considered
if it's a pirouette, if it's a pirouette and you could describe a pirouette, honey, that's not his.
Oh, he had to make his own dance move?
Incorporate your own dance move with the Vogue.
There's no shade, bitch. That,
I don't think it had to be your own dance move because Ricky incorporated the Harlem Shake. I mean, that wasn't his
own
dance
move. No, you had to incorporate another dance move.
No shade. She had the Harlem Shake. She had somewhat similar to the robot, but it was giving you more of a...
It was giving you, like, robot Michael Jackson.
Yeah, it wasn't the same.
It was
like a moonwalk, pop, lock, and drop.
Bitch,
like a pop, lock,
and drop. It was like
over.
It was over.
But that was so late of you, girl, like, to not give credit with Christmas. Because that girl with the black and white, she turned it. And she the
yes,
son.
She did.
I mean, she really turned it.
Okay, again.
410, hold that thought, Enrique. 410-963.
Hi, everybody. I have a question. Is this the night that we could talk about a topic that's being discussed in the official ballroom group about... two gay men getting married, or should I wait till tomorrow?
That's Wednesday, baby.
You is a frequent motherfucking listener for
you
over
can talk time. About it. Why can't we talk about
over
it?
Yeah, you can talk about it. I say
Lisa.
Wait a minute. Thank you, Callie. Listen, Jason, let me tell you why I think it's important, because you have a bleeder in the room, and you have a lot of self-hating church queens in that room, and the discussion is so unbelievable. It's just like, I can't understand how people believe in something that don't believe in them, but yet and still they'll go through the whole week cutting up, doing everything they naturally feel like doing, and then go to church on Sunday and fall all over the floor like somebody threw hot water on them. I'm not understanding the self-hatred in our own community. It was a picture of two gay men who want to get married and they want to commit to one another. All these self-hating church queens that are writing these hateful comments when they're acting like they're just posting their opinion, but they're telling you, go read this scripture and go, God said that we're all born into sin. I'm like, speak for yourself. You believe in your God. Everybody has a right to believe in what they, you know, choose to believe in. What makes your word right? And how can you believe in the word when you getting down with the same sex where it clearly states man should not lie with man like they lie with female. Is that not invisible? I mean, is that not like a scripture or whatever they call it? I don't believe in that stuff. And I believe in something totally
Carla,
different.
I'm not trying to cut you off. I
no,
totally...
this is not caller. This is Lisa Jason.
Okay, I'm sorry, Lisa. I totally
yes,
hear what you're...
Lisa.
What?
I said yes, Lisa.
So this
it's
is a topic
night,
that
Jason.
I'm being told that we will discuss this tomorrow. I do appreciate it.
Yes, but you better make it hot, cause that
so
up
this
and bring
the
same church queens on, y'all. I'm putting back on. I'm bringing a dress suit too, and
no
a pinstripe suit.
No way,
no.
No way. All
thanks,
right,
thanks, Lisa.
No way. Before y'all go on with anything, is y'all gonna get past the fact that that bitch just said we had a bleeder in the room?
Well,
there's
a lot of bleeders in the room. Tiffany in there.
I know, but that was such
so
a
funny.
Good.
I ain't bled since I've been on that
transmission.
I'm at that table, bitch.
215-758, you're on the air.
Yes, yes. I just want to know when Simon's going to get his teeth put in.
When Simon's going to get his teeth put in?
So,
why y'all coming for something?
I love him. I just want to know, you know, he commentated all these balls. I just want to know, you know, the money that he get paid, you know, tooth by tooth, you know, limb by limb.
Oh, shit, not tooth by tooth.
You know, wait a minute. The caller said tooth by tooth, limb
yes.
by limb.
The question.
Well, thank you for your question, but I think he works better without his teeth. Private caller.
Incoming transmission.
Private caller.
Yeah, I try that.
Do you know where Tony Revlon is?
We will not be discussing Tony Revlon on this show. I'm sure that there is a Revlon representative out there that you can reach out to if you wanted to know the whereabouts of Tony. Thank you.
Okay. Okay.
Listen, we don't want the people all up on our show, honey. So,
yeah,
like
Bishop.
They is listening.
Hey, good evening. Good evening, Bishop.
Arnie.
Hey, Bishop.
I heard your play is going to be awesome. I'm trying to get someone to take me to Baltimore so I can come out and support you.
Yeah,
well, actually, Bishop, you know what? It's
walk.
Actually, wait a minute, be quiet. Actually, it's going to be in D.C. in May, so you don't have some. You don't have. You can wait till May. It's actually going to be in D.C. in May, at the. I'm going to start posting for the May show.
Inbox me the information.
I'm not. Am I friends with you?
I think you're one of friends. I think Prince.
Okay.
Prince Bridges.
Okay, then I'll inbox you the information for the DC show because it's going to be it's going to be.
Wait a minute. Can I ask Jason? I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm so sorry. Can I ask the caller one question? This is you said Bishop.
It's Lee Anthony. It's Bishop or Lee Anthony.
Okay, I'm gonna call you what we've been calling you, Bishop. My question to you is, you just said. I'm so happy you're going to support Jason. I wish I was there. That's not what I'm trying to say. That's such a good idea. You just say you're going to find a way to get to Baltimore to go see Jason's play, but yet you just were going on the ballroom thing.
Are you
home?
Are you trying to read?
That you
are
saying,
you? Hold on,
no,
man.
I'm asking you a question.
Everybody, hold on.
Can
everybody
finish?
Always got a problem with me, man. Why?
Can I finish your comment? Why are you so on the defensive? Are you high? Are you
no,
so?
Nobody
which
ain't
one is
high, baby. Nobody ain't high.
Okay,
but hold
so
on. Nobody ain't high because I know you about to be
why?
Ignorant. I know you about to be
what
ignorant.
Oh, my God.
Hey,
look, you
hey,
Jason,
put me
keep
back on
hands
you,
in
man.
Your pocket.
Oh, okay.
Keep
okay.
your hands
Bishop.
In your pocket. Then don't you tell us
Bishop.
Keep focus on
you.
Thank
you, Bishop. I will send you the information. I will send
you
the
information. I don't know, Jason. He want to find somebody to, he going to bring somebody there. But he just told you I need to align your face. He's going to hold
for the girl. Tiffany. 410-302.
Yes, thank you. First of all, I just want to let you know that I was just watching Tosh.0, and they opened tonight's episode with the clip from the Carolina Awards Ball with the girls around the table.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Tosh, I love that show. That white man be getting it.
People or balls or voguing or anything, but they did call her Precious. They're like, this is what happens to you on Street Precious.
You is lying.
Wait a minute,
no.
I can't hear him. Say that again.
He said, like, this is what happens when you talk down to Precious. She'll only be for so long. But they did give her props for catching the chair. because she's a lady. She's holding her handbag.
I am so tired.
I am done.
not pressure.
Thank
Incoming transmission.
Thank you, caller. Private caller, you're on the air.
Incoming tranny.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, are you guys going to be on the train tonight about Miss Tony?
I'm sorry, can you speak English?
Are you girls going to be on the train tonight about Miss Tony?
Miss Tony said, how you want to carry it? Are you talking about Miss Tony that used to live in Baltimore that used to sing, how you want to carry it?
Tony Revlon.
We don't know. Tony Revlon. No, you dialed the wrong number. Thanks.
Incoming transmission.
267-694. You're on the air.
Yeah, what up?
Ooh. You calling about my ad in the paper?
Yeah.
Okay, how much you working with?
$250.
$250?
Yeah.
Okay, that's going to get you mayonnaise. Let me go get her. Hold on. Right now, she's getting her dick sucked on the train. If you go to the next stop, you might can catch her.
Wow.
Okay. Next call. Yes, this is what we missed.
That's it, but no. But that lady said she didn't do nothing wrong other than what somebody else would do if they had been on a 16-hour train ride.
So I know that meat. 443-252.
All that pain.
443-252.
That's what Naiva gonna do to J-Rock
with
this motherfucker.
You some
motherfucker. Call her.
Okay, well, I know that for a 16-hour train ride, that meat was smelly.
And then he kissed him in the mouth.
Oh, incoming transmission.
That was smelly cat meat. 201-780.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, if they're using Kelly video on TV, don't they owe her a coin?
What video are they using?
Somebody just
Kelly, they copyright
don't
you,
they
girl.
Don't they owe her a coin? She need to try to get her coin, no shade. Y'all can put me back on hold. Thank you.
Thank you. Kelly.
I'm good.
That caller was for you.
I'm good. I don't want anything to
Kelly, honey. Well, girl, send me forward all big sexy Mizrahi or whatever that shit say. Big girl Mizrahi, big sexy to me, girl, so I can start requesting a coin, girl. Cause
okay.
Honey, girl, forward me the email.
Listen.
Honey.
I'm just listening.
Me too, honey. Thanks for reaching out.
So guys, I mean, I really haven't been on much, but I have gotten some of the stuff, and I've seen some of the stuff that these people are, like, calling about, but I don't want to touch some of the stuff that some of the stuff these people are calling about. So, if you want to touch...
I'm calling about the ad.
Yeah, they're calling about the ad. So, if you want to call about
the
ad... If you want to call about the ad in the paper, we can talk about the ad in the paper.
Oh, bitch, I thought y'all... I'm gagging, bitch.
We're not being PC. Don't get that.
No, this is the ad. You got to call it the ad. You can't call and asking about certain people. You got to call about the ad.
Yeah, you have to call about the ad in the paper.
And we will let you know we are the girls in the picture.
Right. So if you want to talk about the ad in the paper, you have to say I'm calling about the ad in the paper.
And I will tell you, yes, baby, I am the girl in the picture.
You call about the ad. You ask about the ad. You tell us your description of the ad you're looking for, and then we'll give you our feedback.
And I thank you.
Tiffany, Mr. Man said he bet your pussy.
Incoming transmission.
Okay. Hold on, wait. Mr. Man said what?
Your pussy smell like sour mackerel.
Oh, my God. Private, private calling you on the air.
First of all, who said that?
Mr. Man 777.
Naima Boyfriend.
Oh, baby.
Private
Mr.
Caller.
Man can suck out of it, honey. He wants some fish and grits. He wants fish and grits. I give it to him. Bum okay. Bitch.
Okay, is the private caller there?
I was just shut the fuck up.
Ooh.
What?
Private caller, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes.
I'm calling my wife.
Okay.
I want to know why is the X-Man the only one that's selling axes, but the chairs and the table's not being sold?
No shade, y'all. I can't even get around that question. What is the question? We
the question
so
was,
codes.
How come the axes are being sold, but the chairs and tables are not available? Well, that's a good question. The reason that the chairs and the tables are not being sold, because the people are trying to buy them separately, and the chairs and the tables come as a set, and you have to order them, and you have to order them in certain colors. And the only color that we have right now is black and white, but everybody keeps asking for red and white, but we don't have any red and white tables and chairs.
And then even with the table, red and white table and chairs, you got to remember when you got the axe, you can cut down anything, so you could just kind of make your own chair.
Y'all are chewing that the fuck up. I'm getting my motherfucking life. Work, team, work.
Okay, so thank you, caller. So that's why the tables and the chairs aren't being sold right now.
Chewing.
Baby,
you can make your own table too.
Private process request. Wow.
So
wow.
Tiffany, can I ask you a question? When you when you take your purse into the bowl, how do you get them chicken wings and all that stuff in the bowl?
First of all, everybody knows that is a key, because one thing about me, when I go to the ball, I don't go there with food, baby. I be on a no eat diet. Okay, thank you. I be too.
Tiffany, we got the new description for it. It's a winter diet. The snow.
Oh yeah, I'm on a winter diet, so therefore I don't want to eat, honey. Please. So, you know, as good as those sandwiches was looking at Gagaween, baby, I couldn't do it with them, honey.
Okay.
And I didn't have my hands on nothing that night. So, baby, I don't do that. Sorry.
Okay. Private caller, how are you?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes. Where can I write Tony Revlon in prison?
Oh my God. We don't want to talk about him. Are you talking about the ad? Are you talking about what is it now? The ad?
That caller is gone. That caller is gone. Private caller, how can I help you?
Yeah, hello.
Yes.
Hey,
how you
doing?
Oh, that's my
name. So let me ask you something for now.
Okay, I'm listening.
So what is it? The idea should bypass? Yeah, because did you see Nicole Una de Bella?
Did I see Nicole Una de Bella?
Yeah, she lost a lot of weight.
Ooh, no. I need to see a new picture.
Yeah. And she lost it all so fast.
Oh, shit.
I can't hear when they do these voices. What is she saying?
Nicole,
did y'all hear what she
Nicole,
said?
Wait a minute. I'm trying to tell y'all what they say. I speak voice. Apparently.
What? She speaks voice.
Apparently, Nicole Una Bella has lost a lot of weight, and she lost it awfully fast.
Oh, Lord. Where is she at?
She's enjoying herself. Y'all ain't see her new picture?
Oh, no, she blocked me from that long time ago. I can't even see her.
Thank you, Carla. We're going to put you back in the queue. And, Nicole, congratulations on your weight loss. I hope it looks good.
Damn, all the big bitches getting lap bands before me. What the fuck? God damn. I'm getting pissed.
Do they
damn, they trying to storm me, Marco and Nicole.
Mm.
I'm mad.
Marco went off face over 50.
Golden Girls era.
Bitch.
Billie Holiday era, honey.
That is definitely
Lord.
A bitch, that is definitely
if my
so
man go out on
incoming transmission.
267-902, you on the air.
I don't got time for that, sweetie. And nobody got gastric bypass surgery. Honey, I've been killing myself for 5 months.
You been what, Nicole? What, where's she at? This hot? She's back.
Yes, this is
where
Nicole.
You been at?
What's up?
Hi.
Where you been at, girl?
Just trying to stay out the way, Tiffany.
Oh, well, good. Why are you coming for me, girl? I didn't call and say you lost all that weight, girl. I'm trying to find out if you had a lap band, if you're coming for me, girl.
Baby,
I want one, too.
For you.
I want a lap band, too, girl. If you had one, girl, shit.
No,
why
I
you at me tonight?
One.
I'm not trying to be. I'm not trying to come for you, girl. You just being
I didn't
very.
I come for you, baby. I didn't come for
okay.
you at all.
So wait, well, Nicole, have you lost a lot of weight? What the caller talking about, girl?
I lost 77 pounds, but it's not a lot of weight.
Oh,
I got more
bitch.
To go.
Well, that's
wow.
good. That's
77
good.
Pounds.
Nicole, congrats,
bitch.
Congrats.
Thank
can
you.
Can I get it? Girl, what
thank
kind of
so
diet
much.
You on?
The girls
guess what,
wait.
Tiffany? All I did was change my eating habits. Believe it or not, if I still wanted a steak sandwich or a hoagie, I still eat it, but I don't eat the whole thing. I just eat half.
I know that's
okay.
right, Nikki.
And you
well,
don't
I
eat half like, late
you
at
Kelly,
night, you know?
Honey, y'all been giving me some good pointers, honey. My fat ass ain't lost nothing yet, honey. What the fuck is the problem?
And
honey.
I stopped soda. It's 5 months, and believe it or not, you lose a lot of weight. So, because I was a big soda drinker.
Especially, I heard if you drink Dr. Pepper, I heard if you drink stuff like Dr. Pepper and Coke a lot, you gain a lot of weight.
No, I
well,
was a
I need to put
drinker.
The Coke
I
down.
Would drink a fucking, I would drink probably, honestly, like a 2 liter a day.
Damn.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's
dear.
Wow.
Yeah. And I don't have high blood pressure no more. It's crazy, but weight will kill you.
Did you cut out any starches? Did you cut out starches?
No, like, I mean, I still eat, like, everything. It's just that it's moderation. I just change my eating habits. Like, you know, like, you make your plate, and, you know, sometimes your eyes are bigger than your stomach. So, you know, you want to clear the whole plate. That's what I used to do. But as soon as I get, yeah, real bad. Keeping it real, as soon as I get there, I stop.
Okay.
Did you know what I had to learn? One of the things I had to learn is just because I use smaller plates, because just because the plate is big,
yeah,
one
that's
of the things,
another thing, Jason, you're right.
I used to try to cover the whole plate, but
yeah.
you don't. But now I don't cover the whole plate. I just use a smaller plate.
I mean, I still go to the buffet instead of eating three plates at the buffet, eat one.
Right.
You know?
Let me tell you something, Nicole. Now, I ain't a big person, but I ain't going to no buffet, bitch, if I got only get eat one plate. Now, that's
you know what I'm saying? No, for real. I'm going to just keep it real, you know?
Okay.
I ain't going to go to the corral for no one plate.
Baby, I went to Golden Corral the other day, honey. We took my kids for lunch, baby. They're on spring break, baby. I went 3 times, and I took some fish and chicken in my pocketbook.
See,
yeah,
that's my case.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Nicole. We're going to put you back
you,
on. Babe. We're going to take everything we can.
Whoever that was, no, I didn't get a gastric bypass surgery. I was approved for one, but I was scared and backed out the last minute. But, I mean, if I had to do it, I would, but I just seen a lot of, like, bad shit out of it.
Yeah.
My cousins had it and just a lot of complications. So that's the only reason why. You know,
keep up the good work. We're doing it naturally. No,
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate
girl,
it. Thank you much.
Girl, I'm blocking me, girl, so I can see your results, girl. I'm blocking a bitch, girl.
Shit. I'm sorry,
congrats.
Baby. I'll unblock you. Thank you so
go
much.
Call it, man. You know, Nicole didn't have got. She's losing weight the natural way. She did not have
diet. I am trying my best. It's hard. It's a struggle every day, but, you know, take one day at a time. That's it.
RJ said you lost the whole fifth grader.
Who said
well,
that?
To be honest, I went from a 26. I'm in a size 18, so I lost a lot.
Work.
I hate
all
you
right.
bitches. Yes. I hate
you
all you 18
hit the runway up against Kelly,
bitches. You and
work.
Kelly. Yes,
so
you and Kelly.
18. Let's
y'all.
Go.
Kelly, she said
go
you don't want
a
motherfucking
10.
Day.
Wait a minute. What is Kelly? Kelly not an 18. She more like a 14, right?
Kelly's smaller than me. Kelly's smaller than me, but we're built different.
What's
that mean?
No, that isn't no breed. I mean, everybody that's big ain't built the same way, just like everybody that's small ain't built the same way. That wasn't no breed.
It ain't got to be a read, Nicole. It's the tea party. We take everything as a read, but I saw a read in it.
Yeah. Because when you said Kelly's smaller than me, the first thing I thought about was, well, girl, if you saying the shoulders big, like she big in the top. Like,
oh,
that's what I took it as the read. I'm like,
no,
oh my
no
God,
disrespect. My shoulders are a lot smaller than Kelly. I'm just built.
Oh,
I'm built different. That's all. Like, I'm more bottom heavy.
Yes.
Like, Kelly's smaller on the bottom. You know what I'm saying? Like, her legs are smaller.
Also, she's big at the top, but little at the bottom.
Stop it.
You don't act like fifth grade, though. Don't worry about it.
I'm going to tell you what she said.
You know what I'm saying, right, babe?
This is it, right? Where's Kelly? Get her right here now.
Y'all trying to stop it. No, that's a lot of weight. I mean, I think that, listen, I can congratulate any big girl because, honestly, if you suffer from obesity, this is a disease. Everybody make a joke of it, but it's a disease. It really is. It's not funny. Like, I'm going to
try something different, honey. I'm going to try.
Oh, my
I'm
God. Y'all got
to
get refreshed in that room and see what Laura
did. Honestly, anybody could have did it.
Yeah.
If I could have did it, anybody could do it. It's just about being
Laura,
lazy. Now stop being lazy. That's
Laura,
it.
Laura.
Oh,
Laura,
my
oh, my God. See.
I am done.
Laura.
I got to refresh my page. You know what pissed me off, honey?
Laura probably getting me straight, right?
She is.
It's all right. At the end of the day, I'm still feeling good about myself, and I don't have
and that's
my
all
that no more.
That's all that matters,
oh, my
Mickey.
God, Laura. Nah, that was me, Laura.
Oh, what'd she say?
It ain't what she said. It's a picture she put up, girl. It's a picture she put up. But I ain't going to hate, honey.
Well,
like,
she didn't go on my
page
and put my real picture up. You could tell I lost a lot of weight. So.
Oh, Lord. Mm,
you're going to be down to a two-piece by the summertime.
No, not that. I'll never wear a two-piece, baby. But I will rock a one-piece.
There you
Tiffany
go.
Rocks, Tiffany rocks two pieces in a biscuit.
I damn sure do. I got me the two-piece from Church's today. I'm not Church's, from Popeye's for the 99 cents.
Tiffany, I'm going to say this and then I'm going to hang up. If you wait on somebody and, like, you know, my biggest thing was, like, I was always trying to find somebody to go to gym with or be embarrassed to go to the gym because you're fat and everybody's in there muscular and small. Fuck that. Do what you got to do.
Right.
Don't wait for nobody. Do it yourself, because if you wait for somebody, baby, you're going to keep waiting like I did for years.
Right. I feel you on that. I pay a membership for a gym I don't even go to. They take that shit out of my bank account.
Me too. I did
this
for
years.
And don't say no, because they only taking $20 out your account every month, and you be like, oh, child, it's only $20. It's only $20.
Yeah.
I ain't going to even lie, because I got a fucking – I forgot I had a membership at Bally's, and – I was wondering where that $21 is coming from, because I never go since 2009.
Yeah.
And got a whole LA Fitness. I got two gym memberships. Don't use them.
You know what? It's no shame. We're going to get off this weight loss. But I am going to say this. I'm going to do something different only because you bitches all that's supposed to be my friends for years, y'all been tricking me talking about get on the winter diet. It make you lose weight. Bitch, I ain't lost nap pound on a winter diet. And I've been goddamn doing this shit for years, honey. And now that I think about it, you bitches been tricking me for fucking years. I've been spending all my coins thinking if I get one more goddamn ski slope or eight ball, bitch, I'm a goddamn drop a pound. Bitch, I ain't lost no goddamn pound yet on a winter diet. I'm over it.
That means your snow got calories in it.
No, that shit don't work. Trust me, I tried everything, baby. Diet pills will make you lose weight. The only thing, you'll gain it right back. Plus,
I'll take amphetamine now. Shit, what the fuck going on?
I need you to put them down.
Incoming transmission.
Okay,
3-2-3-2-8-6.
Michi.
I'm sorry, put me back on. I was just listening. I don't know why I gotta keep. Hi, I'm just listening. I'm sorry, I'm on the phone.
No,
and we're just
listening.
Hanging
listen,
up.
Michi. Hey, no,
hey,
brother. Michi.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hi,
just
baby daddy. Hey, baby mama. Daddy. Listen. So you're.
Michi, nobody
knows
that.
Hi,
Mark.
Hi, brother.
Hey, brother.
Hi,
J-Rock.
Hey.
Oh, J-Rock, that's
so Michi.
Dry. Hi, mother. Hey, J-Rock.
Why you're here? I need to know.
I'm saying,
hey,
because somebody
I'm
saying,
like you're double
I'm just listening.
I'm
so
saying,
you
hey, because they
that?
Call Michi a baby daddy. That's
well, J Rock, I thought
right.
She was the baby daddy.
No, Michi's a femme queen.
Ooh, Michi's a femme queen.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, Michi could be what he wants when he's with the butch queens, but Michi said in blog on the thing that when he's with women, honey, he's nobody's. Getting on his back, baby. He's doing all the topping. So you don't worry about what Michi is, honey.
Oh my God. They said, Tiffany, your ass smell bad and your pussy ass for a divorce.
Your mama needed Norforms, honey. A pussy.
Oh,
that's what you need to worry about. Not what this smells like, because it smells plenty good, honey. Yes.
Oh, no, not that she just sniffed it, bro.
You know, did my teeth like, you know, I know it's been good over here, honey. I ain't never, honey, had nobody complain about what goes on up through here, okay? How you doing?
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
Honey.
Y'all be doing shows.
Literally.
Now.
What?
Enrique, the show was when you hated on that LaBeija girl. That was the show.
I was not hating on that LaBeija. Stop it, because, you know, Father is hitting me up in the inbox, and I was not disrespecting. He knows I was not disrespecting her.
Father
you
got
coming
on
from my house,
quick.
Enrique?
Huh?
He
was you coming from the house of LaBeija?
No,
I'm just saying I wasn't disrespecting that house.
He was like, skip past all that other shit.
Because we don't want to have to catch you out in the parking lot.
Yes,
again.
That was fucking original house, Enrique, not too much.
Oh, my God. Not the whole cast. Not the whole mother. You happy now, Tiffany? You happy?
Yes, God. No, what I want to ask Jason is this. Jason, how do you feel as far as he done already crashed your radio show? He was a seat filler. Now he's a regular cast member. Now he's on your play, too? Now he's crashed your play, too, Jason? What the fuck?
Well, Tiffany, it works like this. Enrique has potential to bring in the crowd because Enrique is like a ladies' man in a gay community. So a lot of the lady boys.
Wait a minute.
I'm hanging up. That bitch said lady boys. I'm hanging up.
Wait a minute. Hey, why y'all gagging?
I'm not gagging.
Wait a minute,
lady boys.
Why y'all gagging?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
So
is a lady boy the same thing as a lady of the night?
No, a lady.
No. No, they say Tiffany. They said Enrique.
A lady boy to Tiffany. A lady boy is like the boys of Atlanta with the high heels and the pocketbooks and stuff. Those kind of lady boys. They spend money. So when they hear names like Enrique is going to be in a play, and then because you expose Enrique's meat to Facebook.
Which he reported me for. So how is he a lady boy? Because if he wants to, when I was trying to put him out there, I was trying to bring the crowd to him. He reported me. So basically, how is he?
Because I didn't approve of that picture, bitch. I would have gave you one to put out.
Listen, I'm confused.
That picture was a little tired, Tiffany.
Thank you. Thank you.
First of all, you have to think like this. I didn't even know Enrique back then. I didn't get that picture. Somebody sent that picture to me to put out the internet.
Now, mind you, I remember when they sent the picture out. I didn't know who it was. She said, "Who is this?" I said, "I don't know. Pump it." Then she just.
Exactly.
And
I
reported that ass. How'd that feel, girl? You missed me.
Enrique, I did not know that was you because the picture was so blurry. Like, it was giving a blurry tee. Like, I didn't know that was you.
And I told her if she wanted a better picture, I would have sent the one. Shade is, there's one of them circling around. No shade. Nobody just knows it's me.
So to answer your question, can you send me a better picture, please?
You have one already. That's the shame.
To answer your question, Tiffany.
So basically, Jason, you put in a word for him to get into the show. So you was his.
No, I didn't put in a word for him. What it was when we did the show the first time, the role that Enrique is now taking over, the person didn't bring what myself and the person that wrote the play thought that the character should have. And being that I knew Enrique, I knew that Enrique could reach down into himself and become the character that we needed for that play, which he has done. And Enrique doesn't mind showing off his silicone chest. So,
Lord.
So let me clear that up. Enrique does not have a silicone chest. I don't know. So don't start that rumor and stuff.
Oh, my God.
But
going in on Tiffany in this room.
Yes,
I don't know what she
did. So to answer your question, Tiffany,
I'm not even on that blog talk thing, honey, because I could give two less what they got them talking about. If y'all want to say anything to me that y'all typing, stop twiddling your typing thumbs and calling, you stank bitches. I don't give a damn what y'all got to say.
They said Tiffany pussy so stank it fried her brain cells.
Oh,
what?
Then they said Tiffany pussy smells like Kelly's tips.
Oh, my God.
Like Kelly's what? First of all.
Timberland.
Oh,
I
can't. Oh, like, what is Tiffany
doing?
That's
What does Kelly Timberland have to do with anything?
I don't know. They said they smell like Kelly's Tim's.
Well, how do they know what Kelly's Timberland smell like?
I don't know. If they smell like pussy.
Ooh.
They smell like a fresh motherfucking Constructs fresh shock about.
Honey.
Ooh, Enrique, somebody say
wait, Enrique.
Go ahead.
Misty said, Tiffany, your pussy smell like Ashley Icon's wig.
That is chewing it the fuck up.
Now I took offense to, honey, because it ain't never been a bitch.
Enrique, somebody said you are the whore of the gay community. That's why they're using you in our
Oh, my God. That is so horrible.
That is really horrible, Enrique.
Tell us
about it, Enrique. Like, what is it like?
What is it like what? Being the whore of the community?
No, be like famous, bitch. You're like, everybody's like.
A lady boy.
Not nobody's famous. Not on me. I don't know what y'all talking about.
You're bringing the crowd to a play. You're the town whore. I mean, how much more famous would you want to be?
Just listening.
So we don't have
basically
no
think being in a play is going to get him some after show sex. I guess. You know how
Tiffany.
Now, it's enough sex going on during the show.
Okay. I got breaking news.
No shame. You're not going to want to have sex after the show.
Wait a minute. So there's a porno y'all in?
Hello. I have breaking news. All right. What is going to break
your pants is too tight.
Are y'all really? Y'all ready for this?
Yes, J-Rod.
The real tea is Jason has a crush on Enrique, and that's why he is a part of the tea party and the play.
Oh my God.
First of all, Jason is our daughter-in-law, no shade. So let's get that.
No, for real, though, that shit makes sense because, you know, they was the only two that
wait,
they
Wait, let me break this up right there.
Say that again, Tiffany.
I said, didn't they share a room at Gagaween?
No, I don't know.
Bitch, you know damn well we ain't saying no goddamn wrong.
That's what we are.
Wait. Let me break this out.
No,
Marcus, y'all were there when me and Tiffany first met, right?
Friends
That bitch pussy got wet when she first saw me, bitch. So not too motherfucking much, Miss Tiffany.
Oh, wait a minute.
Much.
My pussy got wet when I first saw you.
Not too much, Tiffany. Not too much.
Baby.
My
pussy did not get
phone.
Wet when I
that
said
was
you.
There.
Know
there was
came.
Three of us on this phone when we were there, when we first met. Not too much, Tiff.
Right, but how did my pussy get wet? Only thing I said, Enrique, about you was that, you know, you was built up at the
and
time. I mean, it was like
me
you had
googly
some
eyes and started telling me how the butch queens be fucking you, Dan, the whole nine, girl. Stop it. Stop it.
Okay,
oh,
wait a minute.
Am I lying?
No. I'm not talking no more, Karen. I'm not talking no more, honey. First of all, I never told you about how the butch queens be fucking me down. I told you about an incident with a butch queen that I had, honey, but it was not to invite you in. I mean, I said you had a nice upper body. I said it looked like your pec implants that you had got done was, you know, really nice looking. That's about all I said, honey.
And every time I walk by your room, your door just blew open by mistake.
Oh baby, you said you were with
Okay.
Oh,
you need to stop right now, sis. Love you down, sis. But stop
not
coming at me, girl. Stop coming.
By mistake.
Not by mistake. Every time I walk
open.
By to go to Jason's room, when Marcus would take, all of a sudden Tiffany's door would just open.
Oh,
keep laying on the bed, child, and I would just
damn
close it and keep
out,
walking.
First of all, I had motherfucking a big ass ankle the size of that movie. I'ma get you sucker.
And you were still able to walk
when
to open that
Jason
door.
Went to give me some Epsom salt, and I never came down there, honey, to that room. I was resting my ankle.
Yes, no shade. That bitch
time.
Would not come out of that room. I was like, come have a drink. She was like, bitch, I can't. I said, what? I was kicking. I was like, you don't want to have a drink? She was like, bitch, you see my feet?
Yeah, if you
oh
at an eight ball.
It is 63 people in the room. I'm impressed by this. We've never had that many people in the blog talk chat room. Swizzle, do you have any more callers? Nobody wants
back.
To call about the ad in the paper?
No, can we get on how this motherfucking child is going to walk into this store and turn it for a $20,000 motherfucking couch, bitch?
Oh, my God.
30.
I finally watched that clip and was like, are you fucking... First of all, if something looking like that came out of my store with red hair, I'm pressing the security alarm. I'm sorry.
No shade.
And second
no
of all, she should have had her fucking... First of all, let me tell y'all something. I can say this because I ain't worried about nobody, honey. When I used to live a life of crime, when I wasn't so much on the straight and narrow, I went into a furniture store like that, honey. But one thing about me, baby, I had my U-Haul there with me when I went in there and I gave... I had a check. I didn't have a credit card. But, you know, I went in there with my U-Haul, baby. So you supposed to be prepared when you going to do stuff like that anyway. And you should look the part, girl. You... Ooh, y'all look at a hot mess,
okay,
honey.
I mean,
he looked
yeah.
too dirty to even be laying on the people's couch trying out.
Right.
I got to sit here and read my granddaughter.
You know what the real shade is? If the feds ain't know who them bitches was in there, all they'd be in that room and they would have got all their names. That's the real shade, and that's tired. Because they were spilling tea on them kids left and right in the room.
No, Kelly, no. It's really, you know, you say it's your granddaughter, bitch. You and Alexa sit on here for hours on end talking about hair and long
Alexa,
y'all could have packed that bitch up with a motherfucker Remy before she walked in that store.
Hey, right? My granddaughter, I know my granddaughter didn't do anything. My granddaughter was there with the girls. And my granddaughter makes her change, okay? She was
but
paying
that's
her.
True. That's
no,
true.
No, they did. No. They did say she was fed. They said that is not what she gives. And I did hear that.
Oh, she does. My granddaughter does not get that. She makes her change. She was paying those girls to get her furniture for her new apartment.
Oh, okay.
She went with them two times, though. She went both times with them back to the store.
I told her, I don't know why, but she said, you know, she has exquisite taste and she liked to pick out her own stuff. I don't know why she went with them.
Well, that furniture store did have some really nice pieces in it.
I'm
no,
sorry,
but what really was the shade
like,
was when the woman gonna say, oh yeah, if they would have got away with the $40,000, I would have had to shut down. I'm like, bitch, what kind of motherfucker store you got?
It was $20,000 at that. It was $30,000, but with the discount, it was $20,000.
Yeah, but if they would have got away, her store would have been shut down. Bitch, why?
Baby, I don't know how, because I know some bad bitches, honey, in Atlanta. I know a bitch was going in the motherfucking store getting $10,000 grandfather clock. A $10,000 going in La Pearl and spending $10,000. Now, me personally, I never understood a store that would take a motherfucking check for $10,000 for no fucking panties and bras. But, hey, if you can get on in, you can get it and get away with it, then get it.
Tiffany.
I've seen it firsthand.
Tiffany.
So it's easy. What?
Tiffany, I just got in my inbox. They said you could steal a grandfather clock in the broad daylight.
I'm saying this is back in the day, honey. Girls would. Wait, this is back in the day. I'm talking about like 2006, 2007. Yes, I went in somewhere with a, I went with my friend, and she put $10,000 with
Enrique,
a check for a grandfather clock.
Oh my God, Enrique! Somebody posted your picture in the room. And I never noticed it before, but they're asking me to ask you, are you a mutant because you have a third nipple?
Oh, wait. Oh.
I do. I thought it was. I thought our makeup covered it really well. I guess not. My bad.
Where is the third nipple at? I'm telling you, that's when that doctor fucked up his pec implants. He's supposed to be going
back.
Wait a minute, Enrique. That is giving me total recall tease, bitch. What did you do?
Baby
with
the three titties? Yes, ma'am.
Now
I've been
exposed.
Recall.
I must terminate that person. I've been
exposed. Wait a minute, Enrique. Aren't you Enrique? Aren't you Eric? Okay, you're not Eric Allure, are you?
Yes, he is.
I'm Enrique Allure. No, there is a little. There is an Eric.
And I'm just saying, who is this long 150 comment post about after taking a look at Eric Allure? And realizing how good he looks.
No, no,
at
that's little. That's little Eric. That's little Eric.
That's Eric.
Eric
from
New Jersey.
I knew
they
wasn't talking about you.
Not too much, J-Rock. Not too motherfucking much.
I can't.
Not too much.
I
don't let me to come down to your city and show you how it's really done without leather pants, bitch. Not too much.
Ooh, let me tell y'all something. Baby, I'm not Jason.
He
you
said he don't need
you
your leather pants or your long
me.
Earring.
Damon, you know what about you, know what I mean? First of all, bitch,
Tiffany,
I don't live
you
in
is
Texas.
Not going to make fun of that long earring. Leave his earring.
He don't need the leather pants or your long
like
earring.
Part of the, gap,
the long flowing earring.
Okay.
Right. Y'all cannot. Y'all just can't take because y'all don't look. Y'all body is not built like mine naturally.
Child,
thank
ain't nothing about your body built but that ass.
And
that
and
big ass bobblehead.
That ass is hard as a rock. It
okay.
ain't no
fucking hard. How do you know? You ain't never touched it.
I felt it
your
before.
Man like
she asked TJ. That's that TJ.
Your man,
who Bishop?
Tiffany, your man like it?
Bishop, because
which one of her men like it,
J Rock?
Which one of her men like it, J Rock?
Honey, none of them.
Because I know Corey don't like it. Because you too short for Corey. He likes big girls.
Oh, my God.
My
first
man
of all,
is in
Corey is, first of all,
right
woman.
Now. First of all, watch your motherfucking mouth, queen. Watch your mouth talking about my husband, bitch. And I play a lot of games, but I don't play about that one. I play a lot of games, bitch. But I don't play about Miss Corey. And, honey, she's in Brazil right now. And
no,
I mean,
but
I
then my man
didn't
say
she
Miss
did
Corey.
Say I don't play about Miss Corey. You did not. You did not just fuck that up like that.
Because I'm the only bitch calling him Miss, honey, right here.
You fucked that up. No, sir.
I'm the only bitch calling Miss Ronnie's
so
part,
how do y'all
honey.
Feel about all the, because we haven't talked about this, so how do y'all feel all about the icons and the legends taking a break?
Where they going?
Where?
I don't know. I just guess maybe they taking smoke breaks, coffee breaks, tea breaks. I don't know, but they were saying that they were taking breaks.
What
happened?
Maybe
okay,
that was cold. Maybe,
is,
maybe that was cold
break
for break a table,
what?
Break a leg, break somebody's neck. I don't know, but they just take a break.
I ain't never heard that.
That's stupid. That's foolish. I'm gonna just fool out. Anyways,
what do
Mark,
I
did
feel
you get
about it? I'm trying to figure out where they're going.
I guess
when
they
find out,
well,
let me know.
Maybe they filming Beach Street 2, Break Out the Boogaloo. I don't know.
speaking of Beach Street, Mark, did you get into how Laomi did that little quick step on that little quick beat? when she got into the, when she was getting her tens at the King of Arms ball? Didn't she do like a break dance move?
Yeah, but that was the whole point of the, you know.
Right, you had to incorporate a different form of dance into your thing.
She broke that the fuck up.
She ate the fuck out of that.
She fucked it up. No shade.
She fucked it up better than Ricky.
Oh. You know why?
They said if Tiffany arrived in a U-Haul, how did she make enough room for the furniture?
Come on.
Wow.
Oh, y'all know
I am not reading no more Tiffany.
Like
you know what? I can talk about my sister, but y'all can't keep doing
that.
Right. Talk about my.
Although they did say you so fucking big, you literally bring the shade.
That chat room is a mess.
She's laying out. Y'all laying out.
Oh my God, I can't breathe.
Mark, are you coming to Dallas?
Oh God, where is the
I can't going? Make it to Dallas, J Rock.
Oh shit.
Unfortunately,
yes,
I can't make it to Dallas.
Guess I'll just save that one for everybody
you
else.
You are a bridge, and I'm a bridge. We need to have a vote because there is someone going around saying that they're a bridge.
Oh my God!
And I don't know anything about it.
I ain't heard shit. Who?
And I'm over our princess mother, and I didn't. Did you open up a house? And I don't
I
know.
I didn't know. No.
Tiffany?
I know that mother didn't add nobody.
Okay, well that
girl,
chapter.
How they gonna perpetrate?
Well, we have made it clear that chapter has been closed.
Where's the chapter?
I don't know, but it was somebody came into the room, something bridge, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, they said it's overall mother breathless. I mean,
mother Tito.
It's Tito.
You can't
tell breathless.
Tito, I'm gonna need you to inbox me, and I need to find out where did you get the authorization to wear that last name.
Oh, baby, he said he was Jason's child. I asked the same thing. I said, "Who's gonna make you a bridge?" He said, "He Jason's child."
I was drunk that night.
See, that's you can't be going around giving these
I
people.
I was drunk that night,
and
they were
picking.
They were
making legends.
I know what happened. I was drunk one night in the room, and they were bullying him. And I was like, "They're gonna stop picking on this boy." So I said, "Stop picking on my child."
And he ran with it, just like they ran with these legendary statuses.
Bitch, he ain't doing.
He's a Midwest mother.
Bitch, he ain't doing no running. He
ain't
doing no running.
Let me rephrase that. And he creeped with that. Just
he might have rolled with it, but he ain't run with it.
Bitch, he ain't ran with shit.
You know what? It's no shame. Y'all read that man, but I would hang with him for the simple fact he might have an oxygen, but he on disability, baby. He got his own coin. Okay.
Wow.
He got a job.
Tiffany, are you in the bathroom?
I would hang with him. I'm licensed CPR, honey. It's okay.
Child, I'm not hanging with him if something happened to him. First of
all,
like,
let me tell you something.
Give him an entropy shot.
I will beat that bitch's chest. She'll never pass out on me with no motherfucking oxygen. I will beat her chest until she couldn't move. She will gag. She will gag, bitch. I'll be like, clear.
She'll get to work. I'm like, I don't even need no oxygen tank.
She say, but every time I look at her picture, only thing I can think about is from the 5 o'clock week when he say, get your hair fried, dyed, and
Wait a minute, y'all. Private caller, you there?
Yes. I wanted to know what Corey is she talking about?
Corey Balenciaga.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. Kelly,
oh,
I
bitch,
love you.
About to come check you.
I love you, Kelly. You are the realest bitch.
Kelly's
out
not
there.
Here, honey.
Kelly's
this
not
is
here.
Not the Kelly show. This is Tea Party Tuesday. Call
well,
on
I love
Monday.
All y'all. I love you. I love your voice, by the way. But I love all y'all. But ain't worried about no bitch on the phone checking me, though.
but I should.
Okay, Mala, you better get it.
When I have my ball, baby, I want you to be a judge. You're the realest bitch. I don't give a fuck what nobody say, and that's what the fuck it is. You can put me back on hold or whatever.
Thank you, Carla. When she has her ball, she wants you to judge.
Who? When you talk, that gonna hear it.
Okay, can somebody explain this to me? First of all, we don't hear what the hell you saying in the bathroom. Get off the toilet.
Ew, we don't need that visual. I definitely don't need that visual.
I know I hear some logs dropping. You dropping a couple of Jasons off in the pool. But let me say,
ooh, you are so country and so nasty.
Oh, my God.
I have a question, y'all. Mm-hmm. What was the big tease about the film queen performance and the designer boot? What was the big tease about that? Like,
the boots were from Rainbow. They wasn't designer. They were from Rainbow.
And they were trying
Rainbow
to sell fake
design.
Labels on them boots.
But wait, didn't Laura say she saw the girls at Rainbow early in the day?
Damn, exactly. That's why the girls got scared.
So Laura,
but they still came in with a Rainbow boot, though.
No. I heard they closed that category, then they opened it up again.
They opened it
up. And then the girls came through. Right, and the girls came through.
So Chicago gave away some money.
Okay, but the girls came through with the Rainbow boot.
Did they give? I don't think they gave that money away.
I think they
got in a fight. Yeah, they got in a fight.
Oh, so they didn't give no money away for film queen performance?
Well, apparently somebody is saying there is no Rainbow in downtown Chicago. Well, whatever the cheap boot shoe store in downtown Chicago, the girls went to visit that store before the ball to buy some boots to walk a labels category that they did not walk because they were scared that they were going to have to take the shoe off and show that the shoe came from Payright.
Or the label they glued in would fall out. So I've seen that happen a couple of times.
You got to rub the lotion on the label, ladies. You can't come out like that. You got to rub the lotion on the label.
Tina, what did you say? I'm Tiffany.
Where can you find a label of glue on some shit? I mean, how the fuck you get a label of glue on something else?
If you're listening to the show, can you call in?
Oh, shit.
Well, I'm just going
if you're
busy
call
right
in
now,
to the
Mom
show and let us know how you sew labels
group.
Into other clothes. Thanks.
Oh, my God. So y'all just going to do her like that?
Do who?
Milan is busy right now.
No.
He's the girl holding Chocolate City in every group right
Child,
now.
Child, I looked at that because I try to support all black people that try to do something in the industry. And I looked at it and I was like, Child, who are you fooling like you playing some straight man laying up in somebody's bed doing it to a girl and she pregnant? Girl, bye. Have many seats.
And he told her, what's my name? She was like, I couldn't. Like, no shade, Milan's body is the answer, honey. His body is the answer. But I could not take that sex scene seriously how he was grinding. Because the only thing I kept thinking is it looked good how he grinded, but I know he a big bottom. So that ain't good. How he
That's silicone. Now, you're going to talk about silicone, bitch.
Yeah, because I was about to say something about Milan's look, but body
look
good, bitch. I'm sure
that
she paid good damn money for that body
that
to look
video
like that.
Was
that
worse
body,
than a
Milan's body is truth and the answer and the light, honey. His body is right.
No, she do got a cute body, bitch, but it cost a grip, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she go to the gym now, y'all.
Afterwards,
she do go to the gym locker room, the gym steam room, a guy named Jim.
Hello? Mark.
Yeah.
What is your vote on Skittles versus Asia in that battle that they had? Who would you have sent your vote to?
Considering the way I've seen them both vogue, it was for a coin, right?
I think that was the one but they said they didn't give a coin out.
Yeah, because the fight broke out.
If it wasn't for a coin, I would have gave it to Asia because she was seductive. But if it was for a coin, I would have chopped the both of them.
Oh.
So why would you tie both of them?
Because they wasn't giving me either one of their regular votes.
Oh. But there you have it.
I heard some people say, you know how a lot of people, they don't be living for Asia, and I think that the reason why I live
The reason I live for Asia is because Asia seems like she pulls you into her performance just with her sexiness alone. Like,
right, it's seductive. But see, to take the shade is they both have a different type of vogue, but it's mm-hmm. kind of like Skittles was a little bit softer, and Asia just wasn't in her regular performance. And that's why I said that for a coin. But they both fucking vogue down.
Yeah, they do
so
both.
So I would have had a little conflict with it being for a coin, knowing that both of them pulls many more stunts than that.
Yeah.
You know what? You know that video somebody put up in the group? Asia was battling somebody, and they was talking about the chant that they was doing.
Yes, Cam Prodigy, bitch. Oh, that was over.
Who was that second girl that came out with that half red and something weird? Because she fucked it up after
Asia. Oh, motherfucking Revlon.
Revlon.
I live
yes,
for that
God.
Girl. No
yes.
shade.
No
shade.
She fucked that shit up. Something like a lady. Something like
where
that. That was
that
right,
right
now.
Right? Where
I'm gonna tell y'all right now. Don't. I'm gonna tell y'all right now. Do not rest on Star Revlon.
Yes,
Star has been fucked.
No. That's one of my favorite new out of the new girls. She's definitely one of my favorites.
Yeah, she's one of my favorites.
That's a performer. She. Every time I see something with Star, I'd be like, where did she come from?
Right.
Like, no shade, when I first seen Asia come out, I thought it was cute. But then when Star came behind, I mean, that was the video for me. Like, that was the video
for
me.
Yeah, that was a moment. That's her that's one of her moments, no shade. She fucked that up, completely up.
J-Rock, somebody said, get off of BGC, stop trying to turn tricks, and wait till the show is over.
Let me tell y'all one motherfucking thing.
Person in America that still use BGC.
Well, why are y'all all on my page?
I'm not on your page, child. I've seen your meeting. It's not worth looking at.
You is a lie.
Okay,
say,
let me go.
I'm
about to send
Jason,
you something.
Jason, in order to be able to confirm or deny, the way I can believe whether or not Jason seen it is if we get TJ on the line to confirm or deny.
I'm about to
so
send
we can compare.
To your inbox.
No, he's about to confirm deny right now. Go ahead, Jason.
Switchboard is not using TJ.
You know they're not using you trying to turn me, and it can't be turned. So
okay.
Post it. I want to see you do it because you ain't got nothing
okay.
on me.
No, that's what you said. Where's Laura at?
Well, shit, Laura. I don't know what Laura. Well, bitch, Laura probably came in my house and stole some shit.
Oh, damn.
That bitch be getting stuff from, bitch. Nope. Y'all don't got nothing.
Jason, J-Rock, did you make that earring or did you buy that earring like that?
First of all, I've never seen an earring that long in a store. Let me tell y'all what that was. Let me tell you what it was. That was a skull. It was a black skull. Indian earring. It comes two, but I decided to just put one on because that's what I wanted to wear because it was supposed to be 80s.
So you bought it like that?
Yeah, because it was supposed to be 80s. Because I was going to do old way and everything, and it said bring it like the 80s. So I was going for Culture Club. So that's why I had the Culture Club look, but then I decided not to walk because I didn't have my son didn't bring my gold. I didn't have my gold shoes.
Wait,
said,
Tiffany, where can you find this link with Milan and this girl?
Yeah, I'm trying to find that too. Where is it?
It's
at?
In every
Chocolate
group,
City.
But
that's
I
in that Chocolate
it's
City
in every
thing.
Group,
look
but
in the
one
video.
We
Esco, honey, done posted the video in every goddamn group. We
yes,
in
I hope I hope Esco on his payroll.
Wait, but where is the video? Is it in official ballroom group? Is it in?
No, it
yeah,
wasn't there, but I took
YouTube.
It out. I think
oh,
I took
Lord.
It out.
You know what? Misty Lake, if I'm late, then that means you're not here. And I thank you.
Oops. Jay, Mark, if you go to YouTube, just go to Chocolate City. That's the name of it, I think.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's in all the damn groups we damn near in now.
Well, I mean, I'm not that interested in her. My father asked me where it was, so I was trying to get it for him. You know, I don't do her.
You got to fast forward it. She was like, she was like, what's my name? And he was saying, what's my name? And she was just saying whatever the name was.
Queen. queen.
Queen.
Queen.
Baby, that's the only part I laughed at, because I could not take him fucking her serious. Like, I was just like, this shit is so funny to me. But you know what? It's no shade, though. Like, Milan should be getting a lot of feedback, because I sent that clip to Lisa Ray and asked her, you know, does this look familiar to her?
Oh, shit. Why would Lisa Ray think that's familiar to her?
But wait, so what is a video? Is it like, you know, is it a movie? Like, I just see a bunch of stuff on
it's
your
a phone. Webisode, I guess. It's going to be a webisode, so I guess, yeah, it's going to be like a couple episodes, you know, like, you know, on the web. You know.
Like the drama
like,
show down like that,
like
that new web show I like that drama thing. Like the
No, kind of also like her Tarzan movie, the one that she was in the jungle. What's that one?
We're not going to do that.
The Tarzan movie, bitch.
That has been retired.
Not the Tarzan.
J-Rock.
I'm on her page. She said Tarzan now.
J-Rock.
That's not
what was it called? I forgot what it was called, so I just said the first thing came to my mind.
The Dark Claw. It was called the Dark Claw.
Why does she keep giving these people ideas? The Dark Claw was Shaka Zulu, and now Chocolate City is motherfucking Players Club.
Wait, so that's why you emailed Lisa Frank?
I'm gonna tell y'all one
thing.
Jason is trying to fucking turn me, but just not this.
Look, he can't even get it out, bitch, because you've been busted.
Right.
Now, keep it cute. Keep it cute. Keep it cute.
You still my brother.
What, is
this
something do
it'll
I need? Is
this
something I need to refresh
it'll
the
never
page
see the
for?
Light of day.
No, you'll be highly disappointed, Tiffany.
I'm not doing that to my brother. I just wanted him to know that I know what I know, and I still love him with what I know.
This is BGC ad. Send it to me, honey. Let me see what he's looking
like. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to turn my brother.
But that other the other picture, motherfucking J-Rock, is on motherfucking point. That's all I got to say.
Well, why Enrique
gets
to see the goddamn picture? You know what?
Because I don't know how Enrique saw it. Because I don't know how Enrique saw it. You would have Enrique would have to say how he saw it. But I know how I saw it because somehow that night when we were all doing BGC, somebody unlocked the picture, and I was like, whoo.
But you know what? See, you fucking hacking motherfucking computer hacking motherfuckers, because somebody else told me. It was like five people said, oh, I like your pictures. And I'm like, how? I never opened those fucking pictures.
I don't know how to do that.
Don't be embarrassed, J-Rock. Be proud of it.
I don't know how to do that. I don't do no hacking.
You can't put up naked pictures and shit like that and then be ashamed. That's tiring.
Who's embarrassed? I'm never embarrassed. It's just that I'm discreet. If it got out, it got out. There's more than that out on me.
No, honey, once you put your naked picture in your profile, even if you don't press unlock, you're no longer discreet.
Right, no, I'm talking about as in I would like to open them myself, but if they got out, who cares? Do you know how much out is in California of me? Child, when I was 19, I was about to do videos and everything. I just didn't have the guts
to
do it. I surely was about to do it. I am not afraid to say it. I was going to do it. They said $1,000 for one day. I said, well, bitch, but then I punked out and I didn't do it.
Baby, so you was gonna be just another addition to
all. So wait a minute, were you gonna be the top or the bottom, J-Rock? Were you gonna be? How much did you say you were gonna get paid?
$1,000. They really
bottom.
Said it was $1,000.
Bottom.
It was
okay,
back in.
So he was a twink. He was gonna be the twink.
It was back in 2000. It was back in 2002 in San Diego, California. They used to have these
twinks. I'm hanging out.
Let me tell y'all, they used to have these ads in the back of the paper, and I did not understand how nobody could catch on to this. This was the base paper. It was called the Focal. You go in there and tell you everything going on the base, everything to go, you know, concerts that's coming and everything. And then at the back, it would have, like, little side jobs and stuff like that, like bounce jobs or something like that. Then it would say modeling. Then it was like modeling. So I'm like, there was like $1,000. I was like, how the fuck you get $1,000 for modeling? So all of us being 19 and 18 and stuff like that, we show up to these places, and they'll tell you to look in this book. Now, when you look in the book, they say look at the yellow tabs. You look at the yellow tabs. It's like people on the beach and stuff. Abercrombie and Fitch, whatever.
Abercrombie.
Go ahead, J-Rock. ahead. You'll get it right. Go ahead. Say it again.
But anyway, they show you that in Hollister and everything, right? Then you'd be like, what's wrong with the pictures? They'd be like, no, go to the blue tabs. You go to the blue tabs. Maybe they have their shirt off or maybe they're doing underwear modeling. You're like, okay, that's fine. They say, now go to the red tabs in the book. And it just be naked. And then we all like, okay, that's fine. It's modeling the $4,000. Then that's when you know they start pulling out tapes and everything else. And it's kind of like,
what they were pulling out tape for?
The tapes. Putting out tapes saying, well, do you know this person? They would turn somebody. It'll be like, well, do you know this person? And they'll show you another sailor. And you just be like, bitch, did you just leak this bitch tea?
Oh, you know, like Dirty. So you're like Dirty Bird. Because, you know, Dirty Bird, he's a, like that porn company. All they do is military guys.
Right.
All they'd
be like, no, it was Vivid.
Who?
It was Vivid. It was called Vivid.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's called cheap porn site. That cheap porn thing. Well, they cheap
called. And then they was trying to get everybody to go to Palm Springs, California, to go to this, like, big resort and all that kind of stuff. I looked up all that shit. And I was like, oh, hell no. But, yeah, I didn't do it. I punked out. I wasn't supposed to do all that. I started thinking about later on, that's going to leak out. You know, my grandma may see it. I was up for seeming an admiral. I was, It just didn't look right on my resume, so I didn't do it.
You can't put porn on a resume.
Wow.
That's
shit.
What I'm saying, but I'm, you know, I just didn't want to.
Well,
yes,
what
you can.
What did you? I gave hand jobs in three things, bitch.
You could be a hand model.
Thanks.
Yeah. My legs go this high, chap.
I got good stretch.
I be wondering though sometimes, like, is that the rite of passage in the gay scene? Because like the guys
no,
on videos
bitch, I've
look
never
porn,
done a
and
porn,
and the girls
and
is all
never...
on black T girl.
No,
all girls
I've never done porn, and I've never had, I've never been, that I know of having sex, I've never been videotaped.
And not all the girls are on T stuff.
What I'm saying is the boys is doing porns, like look at all the different ones you see, the people coming out doing a porno. If he's saying he was thinking about doing a porno, then all the girls, honey, you be seeing the girls, they be on the damn T girls, they keep busting them out and all of this. I'm like, damn, is that a rite of passage or something?
Well, to some kids, that's what they can do. If you live a fast life, you try to get fast money. To a lot of people, that's fast money. It's easy money, too, to some.
Oh, so you've been on a porno, too, Enrique?
No, I have a job.
What that mean?
Not too much.
I'm not asking J-Rock if he uncut. That's nasty.
Child, just show. Oh, never mind. Never mind.
God.
I can answer the question, but I'm not going to ask him
that. That was so stupid.
If the answer to the question is cut.
No, I'm chewing that the fucking up. Wait, hold on. Jason. Wait a minute, J-Rock, what did you say? You're not?
I'm cut when I'm hard and I'm uncut when I'm soft, and I thank you. I don't
well,
know how is that
possible.
Well,
most people are uncut when they're soft.
No, they're not.
Basically, you walking around with a turtleneck. Oh, God.
Nope. I tell y'all what, though. As long as I know how to use what I got to get what I want, it don't fucking matter.
Oh, my God, Diamond.
So now you're a prostitute. You're a lady of the night?
Yes,
I am. I'm all that.
No, not a lady of the night. It's lady boy of the night.
Lady boy
well,
of the night.
Where did the term come? I've heard somebody say she's a lady of the night. What the fuck that come from then?
That means
where
she's a hooker.
That means she's a
streetwalker.
Streetwalker.
Yeah, he said he's a lady of the night.
That's right, Misty. I'm a fuck boy of the night.
Straight to hell for
a meat rack
hopper.
Soul buster. That's what
I said. Big somebody said J-Rock is a big head, uncut ass queen.
No, they trying to say ass kissing queen.
No, for real. She is a queen
God,
to her heart. I got in a
I'm
call with J-Rock. He had on the radio. No, listen. You know what J-Rock had playing in the radio as soon as you got in the car? Yes, Trinity Chasers up in here. Welcome to my atmosphere. What you gonna do? I ain't got no time for no looky looky boo.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know that song.
Yes, he do. He had RuPaul up there tranny chasing in his car. I swear to God.
Let me tell you what I have playing in my car. If you get in my car, you're going to hear Malira. You're going to hear Michelle.
Malala?
Y'all, say that one more time, J-Rock. Come on, I'm going to give you another chance.
You're going to hear Malira. You're going to hear Michelle.
Who's
Malira?
Now, wait a minute. Y'all don't know who Malira is?
Apparently.
No.
The day's begun, and there's no one. If there is empty hearts to love me.
She sound like that?
That song.
She sound like that?
I never heard that song.
Yes.
I don't know who the Malira is. I thought he was talking about Mariah and couldn't get it out.
I thought
right.
He was talking about Mariah.
I said Malira. Malira, the one that sings Go Outside in the Rain and Three is a Crowd.
Never heard of those
songs. I ain't never
that
heard that shit in my life.
Texas.
That's because
exactly.
Y'all don't know. Bitch, y'all don't know. Y'all don't know songs.
That must be
thank you,
that
Big
must
Ty.
Be something
I'm
they play
80s,
at
baby.
The Jew joint in Texas with Percy.
No, baby, I'm an 80s. That's an 80s song.
Did you say with Percy?
That must be some shit they play in the Jew joint back with Percy and Twinkie Clark. Marco, Twinkie Clark, Marco. He eats Twinkies and he's a clock. Twinkie Clark, Marco.
Oh, so he really is one of the Clark sisters.
Yes.
You know, Shay, he did look like a Clark sister.
He was the brother that they kept in the house because they just wanted to be the Clark sisters, not the Clark sisters and brother.
Like, oh, so you mean like all the whinings?
Yeah, so they kept him in the house. So while they kept him in the house, he used to play with Mother Clark's wigs and her shoes and stuff. And since she dressed like an old lady, that's the only kind of drag he know how to do is old lady drag.
I think if they bring back that category church woman kind, he would fuck that up, no shade. He would fuck that up.
Do y'all remember that clip long time ago somebody put up with the girls doing the church? That shit was over. Them ladies was going,
they was going ham on that.
Yes, but her feet was hurting. Her heels was clicking to the side. They was turning. I said, yes, what?
J-Rock,
you're
a showgirl fan. I'm sorry, Tiffany. You're a showgirl fan, apparently. You like showgirls.
Yes, not like them like that. I just like going to shows.
Okay.
This is Texas. This is like a pageant. This is a pageant state and a show state. They actually do shows. It's not all that old stupid shit that you see everywhere else.
I would be bored in Texas then.
No, you wouldn't, because they will give you a fucking show.
The only thing I would do in Texas is ride horses.
Like, I bet you will.
You ain't never lied.
That's the biggest piece of meat you can get in your between. Never mind.
Oh my God!
It sure got
how
me.
Would you do ride horses?
I bet you do ride horses.
I ride them well. I'm a ride man. I can't say that because that's a pony.
Not a pony.
Yes,
oh,
my little pony.
Oh, brother, you ain't. I don't know, brother. I mean, shit, I saddled up one last night here in Jersey. So, I mean, they
you
everywhere.
Know what? I cannot believe you saddling up ponies in Jersey.
Mark, you shut your mouth. You know, I don't like when you talk like that. That's just nasty.
Oh, now everybody hit me up saying how you spell Malira. M-I-L-R-A-H. And now I'm about to get everybody
I don't know that.
Sent to some real music.
But while we on the subject of dick sucking,
M-I-L-I-R-A.
That child on that video looked a little like he had Down syndrome.
Wait a minute.
I was trying to see that video. Are we still talking about Johnny?
No, I'm not talking about her. I'm talking about the boy. I will never talk about that lady.
I want to see how he was in there eating munching because two people don't send the link. Every time
you
when you click on it, it says the person has it blocked. Like you cannot see nothing. The video has been blocked.
All I know is y'all bitches need to get Firefox and they have this little app called Ant, and you can steal all that shit when it comes up real fast.
I can still see it when I put it up. It still come on.
When J Rock
no,
sends
it
to me,
on
I can still see it.
Well, shit, somebody send it to me because I want to see it.
I didn't want to see it, and I was mad that I had to see that shit. When I see J-Rock in person, I'm smacking the shit out of him.
You said the person has made this private, like when I did it. Because Mona sent it to me yesterday, and I couldn't see it.
You know what's so funny? Every time you get a video from Mona, it always comes up private after that. Y'all
Oh, she's secretive. That's what she holds. She holds now. She makes sure y'all don't trace back to her. She's smart. She's smart.
Yeah,
top.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay, Rock. I'm gonna try to come to Texas because it do sound tasty. No shade.
But you already know what's going. You already know what's gonna be going on our end in Texas. Bitch.
Tiffany, get on Facebook and YouTube, Mark. Some switchboard said to get on Facebook. Both of y'all. I think it's a drag clip or something.
Okay.
But get on Facebook. Unproud, uncut, and proud and clean. Ooh, Costa, you so nasty.
Now y'all got everybody hitting my. See, it's people out there that like the uncut kids. I guess they just all fucking. They lie.
They want to see what it. They want to see if Jacob was
lying.
You
and Naima make a video like Jiggy Ja did.
Oh shit.
If I made a video like Jiggy Ja did, then I would be rich.
Oh, you gonna give Naima?
Oh, I heard that song before.
So give Naima a play.
Yes, that song. That's Malara.
I thought that was Juice Jones.
And then she sang another one called Three is a Crowd, which is a good one, too.
I thought that was Monifa.
No, bitch.
Well, let me get on this.
Cause don't you know that three is a crowd?
It's in the somebody posted it somewhere. It's in the blog talk room. I'ma post it on the I can post it in the room. I'll copy it. J Rock posted it.
I'm on blog talk because I'm at work. I'm on my
let me copy it. Why won't it let me? I don't understand.
Now I'm
what video y'all watching? I'm on the blog talk room too.
J Rock posted the link in the room. You gotta look under J Rock Dupree.
Oh, y'all have to. I posted it in the. You posted that. Y'all have to look at that whole thing and wait for that banana.
I don't want to watch no banana. What is wrong with
you? No, it's funny. Look at the whole clip. It's in the official ball. It's in the official room too.
What are you talking? What clip?
I was supposed to tag you in it. I thought I tagged you in it. That
what
shit
is Laura
is...
Page and Rodney and Marcus for now?
That
shit
is...
earlier, wasn't it? Or
but you saw it, though, and I don't remember.
Why are you throwing a ball with Marco, hon? Are you too sure y'all going to make some profit? Marco throwing another ball.
Rodney and Marcus.
Well,
it's no
shame.
Like, I gotta say this. Y'all just say y'all want about time. Y'all put that shit up about, you know, he was snitch, blah, 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 Laura did. Tom Shay is, like, it's so funny and epic. Like, I don't give a damn what y'all say about that man.
I have a problem with Tom.
It's too funny. Like, I was pissed on myself last night listening to him. Like, he said, he just be going ham, honey. He just.
Who's his little mom right now? Oh, these kids are in Paris? It's amazing how people are so fascinated with the whole ball scene. When that Blet Partons does the ball scene, and they're shipping these kids over to Paris and all that, send them to Vogue, that's over.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Speaking of that, I'm going to find this flyer for y'all.
You know what I'm saying? Like, not to say that they don't indulge or engage. I'm just saying, you know what I mean? That, like, they get the talented girls that, you know what I'm saying? If you notice, these girls don't get caught up in the ballroom like a lot of us do anyway.
Now, listen, I want y'all to listen to this for everybody out there in ballroom that says that ballroom don't do nothing for your life. Tell me why Texas Southern University is looking to give full-ride scholarships to people to be a part of their Vogue team to travel around the nation voguing.
Yeah.
Girls back, get your GED and apply to a college.
Alice is voguing down in this motherfucking video.
Flick Mugler vogues down any fuck away. That little bitch vogues.
She vogues blue colors, bitch. Yes, she does. She tore this the fuck up.
They do, and they're so talented. That's why I said these boys, I don't understand how this shit goes. It goes so, you know, it gets so volatile. It's like, but you having fun. These girls are having fun.
But who's the girl with the mic? Who's the girl with the mic? Oh,
what the hell are y'all looking at?
It's in the group.
Gigi Jai, you are disgusting, girl.
You just seen it?
Shame. Now, that's a lady of the night. That's a lady of Amtrak.
Baby, if you think ain't nothing to take with tears and prayers, come down here and see. And I guarantee you, you will
all right. That's what I'm talking about. Get your coin. Get your coin. And I'm sure they paid for their flight in the whole nine. That's what I'm talking
about.
Why is this the gorilla doing the Holy Ghost?
Oh, I'm a little disturbed.
Are you talking about the church cops?
No. I mean, you know, well.
Oh, Melania, you did a remake of this record, right?
Somebody needs to do a re-edit of this video.
I bet that smells all cheesy and nasty.
Okay. Oh, my God. You said that was that the 16-hour?
Yeah.
Oh, my dear.
Dude looks like a lady.
I can't. Oh,
oof. Is that really Tom Blumenthal's Twitter page?
That man name is Mario Boone, they say. Who is Tom Blumenthal? What's the word of it, Enrique? Like, you know, a personality, like the name you come up with, like a personality, like, you know how? Is that what's called personality?
Right, J-Rod.
J-Rod.
Yeah, he's a radio personality. He's the one that originally started the old the ballroom blog talk thing.
Somebody has a question
for
you.
I'm saying, like, you know how when people make up names when they like on movies and stuff.
Tom Blumenthal. Oh, okay, yeah,
Oh, okay.
They want to know, where did you find out that information about TSU?
It's been posted into the Gulf Coast room. That's why I'm going to go and get the flyer so I can post it for you guys.
Well, it's a man from the Gulf Coast that's asking that, honey, the overseer LaBeija.
Dang, I forgot.
Father Todd.
Ask our track star. I ain't going to put his name out there. Ask our track and field star. He goes to the school. You know who I'm talking about, Charles.
I know who you're talking about, too, but okay.
Because he was the one that was trying to get everybody to come out there, because it was kind of like, well, bitch, if that's what y'all doing, bitch, get y'all free. Come out there, vogue a little, get your little education, I guess.
Yes, Kelly, for that pink lip. You got to turn that picture.
How do y'all think Texas and the Capitol Wars is going to turn out? Because those are the next balls coming up.
The D.C. Capitol Wars ball?
Yeah,
did they green dot? Did they green dot?
I forgot. Who? What are y'all talking about?
We ain't talking about nothing, girl. I'm talking
about
nothing. We talking about the chitlin' circuit.
Baby. Y'all better come up off that chitlin' circuit, honey.
The chitlin' circuit. Ham hocks and collard greens. I want some cake.
Please don't say that. You said you want some what, Jason?
Some cake. I want some Yellowtown cake.
Oh, no, I thought you said something else.
Hell.
Bitch, what you... Ooh, no, I do not want my cakes pounded, nasty bastard.
No, I didn't think that's what... I didn't even think you said nothing about that.
Somebody just hit my inbox with that. That's why I said it.
Oh.
No, wait a minute. I'm watching these wake up pranks, bitch.
Oh my God, my head hurt. That was nasty.
Mark, you watching that?
They rock. Let me tell you one motherfucking thing right now.
Bitch,
if I'm ever in a hotel room,
I feel
like one of you bitches pull this shit up.
Yeah, that's a nasty shit.
I looked at that at work, and I swear I have not laughed that hard in so long. That banana, bitch, that banana got, bitch.
Yes, Hershey Lord, you giving me Butch Queen tease now. Yes, Texas must be doing wonders for you.
Not too much.
Child, you better shut it up. So that be one more of your kids.
Not too much.
I'm going down the list of your kids.
Oh, you know my daughter's listening, too. She just texts me, not too much.
Which one?
Oh, yeah. Everybody. Yes.
Three of my girlfriends hit me up, and they said, can they make a video with you when they get to Texas?
Oh, shit.
Tell them they can come to the mini ball at Club Exclusive on Friday before the Escada mini ball, before the ball, and they can come make a video of the category called Bounce That Ass, and I will
mm-hmm.
be winning it.
You bouncing your ass?
How you
just
gonna
asked about
that
me.
Hard goddamn cement ass?
Well, I'm
sorry, you just can't.
I have one of those leather pants.
That's an actual category down here, if y'all didn't know.
Well, that was a Midwest category, Shake That Ass. That was a category in Detroit and Chicago for a while.
So you got to have one of those leather pants when you shaking that ass?
Child, those leather pants.
What y'all don't understand is the leather pants is to hold it all together when they come off.
The leather pants to shake them damn cells, no shade.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna let y'all know I'm stacked, so it don't matter.
You sure are stacked. You stacked,
all right. I hope you take that ass, honey.
Yes, God, you stacked.
Shit, your
Tiffany, did
you? Kelly sound a little thirsty. What is the given?
Oh, Kelly, are we gonna call you thirsty,
like
girl?
No, I'm not thirsty. I'm never thirsty.
Oh,
okay. Baby, I change when I go to a state, baby. I change all my profile to that state that I'm in. Ever thirsty. Wait, honey.
There's
always a lot of
trade
in the state.
Oh, Lord.
They rock put on a G-string. That string gonna get lost.
Baby.
Oh,
I put
God.
Up a new picture
Shut
on
up.
Facebook for you.
The shade is, it's not gonna cover the back, but it's damn gonna cover the front.
Kelly, are you coming back to Texas, Kelly, in April?
I'm thinking about it. Are y'all sponsoring?
Ooh. Yes, Kelly.
Yes.
Bitch, I ain't no lesbo with you, girl. You fucking me. What you mean when we sponsoring?
Oh,
I need to know if they sponsoring. Somebody has to
sponsor. J-Rock.
I got too much going on with my business down here, so no, I can't do it this time.
You got a business down there?
J-Rock said he's sponsoring a category at the ball.
No, I'm walking the ball. I'm walking like three categories, so I'm done.
Oh.
What category
are
you walking?
It's time for me to walk again. I won 6 times last year, did 2 functions. Like I said, I need to get back out there and walk because that's what I like to do.
Get out there. Do that thing.
Yes, get out there. Wear them
and the shade is, he said he walking more than one category of the night.
Yes,
he's
going
to
walk
Butch
Queen up in drags.
I'm dead.
Drag face.
Drag face.
Stop, you get a drag too?
Hell no.
Oh, I spit my water.
But I'm pretty sure I would gag some of these drag queens. I probably would gag some them queens.
Ooh, yes. Is that a challenge?
Not
the thing. It ain't no challenge.
If you get a drag, J-Rock, you give me slightly a light-skinned version of Jardis.
Oh, shit.
And, bitch, you have always given me a, you know, dark-skinned version of Optimus Prime.
Ooh.
Well, I do transform.
He's killing his stupid.
I sure
remember though, Kelly did have that ringtone on her phone, like when her text message used to go up. Remember how I used to transform the voice? Go.
And it still transformed. I transform, baby. Trust me, honey. Oh, baby, I'm a transformer. Okay, baby, I don't play no games, honey.
My kids read me all the time. I put up all types of fierce pictures when I be out of state. Bitch, that's how you gotta you transform, bitch. You let the girl see you when you all rough and stuff and outy with your afro puff. And then when you come to the ball, they be like, bitch, damn, you look good. Yeah, bitch, I clean up very well.
Y'all, let me tell y'all, bitch, we was in North Carolina, motherfucking Lana, bitch, and I was downstairs in the lobby, bitch, downstairs smoking a blunt. Kelly had this long motherfucking 18-inch motherfucking ponytail when I was in the lobby, bitch. So by the time I got outside, she came out, that bitch had the motherfucking slick back long kiss goodnight. I said, Kelly, what the fuck is that ponytail?
No, no. Kelly did it for me, honey, when she came out of Gagaween. I said, what the fuck? She said, I don't give a fuck. It's motherfucking hot. I said, you goddamn right. I took it off. I'm like, oh, girl. Okay.
Wow. What did Kelly take off?
A wig.
She has
a wig.
A wig.
I must have missed that.
Yeah, that's when you and Ricky had left me, y'all. Incoming
transmission.
Y'all Queen Stunt. You, Mark, and Ricky.
Granny.
Hello.
Hello. Yes,
hello,
Granny.
Yes, I'm rude, motherfuckers. I've been trying to get on the air for 15 minutes now.
Well, Swiss Fool was smoking a cigarette.
It's just as rude as fuck. Y'all ain't talking about shit. Well, what I want to know is, being that that boy JR say his cat meat uncut, I want to know if he got cotton quaits along his cat meat.
Gina, you uncut, Gina?
What is that?
You uncut?
I'm getting all the teas tonight.
Yeah, I'm all that.
Oh,
are you the cheese on your uncut cat meat?
No, you're supposed to keep like, you know, when you're a baby, you're supposed to teach your children how to wash themselves. That's just nasty.
No, when you're black.
Enrique, I never knew you had a third nipple, baby. Was you born with that?
Yes, ma'am, I was.
Now, another thing. Okay, now, I want to know, y'all want to talk about anything else but this Tony Revlon shit. And since we ain't going to talk about Tony Revlon, then, can we talk about Lil' Kim looking like the dictator of North Korea and Wendy
Granny, you have to call about the ad in the
paper. You got to call about the ad.
No,
she told Wendy Williams, don't get mad at me because you sucked Biggie dick and he didn't want to be bothered with you after you sucked his dick.
That's Wendy Williams? That little kid?
She said,
what's going on? I know you homos now. What's going on?
Granny, it's no shade. I don't know who you are. I don't even know if you use like a recorder box, but I live for your granny accent. Like, you sound like a real old-ass granny, for real, for real.
Well, it is, baby. What the hell are you talking about?
There's a motherfucking... You are old drunk, really, honey, that's portraying an old granny.
Don't talk about granny.
You giving me too much when you be playing in the snow. You doing all that snow and I can't lose no way. You get wrong to the wrong
not
yes,
too much
granny.
To grandma snow,
yes,
honey.
granny. I've been doing the wrong what? What I've been doing, granny?
You can get to some bad dope if you can't lose no weight, baby. Yeah.
This has turned into a tea party at the door.
What? Ain't this the tea party? Ain't y'all supposed to make this shit hot?
Yes. Well, what you want? You want us to make it hot, Granny? We gonna make it hot.
Hey, please do, cause I'm falling asleep over here. Ain't gonna need some of Tiffany that don't.
I can send Bishop over there if you need some attention.
Oh, hell to the no. I've seen enough retarded, sexy, and mayonnaise in that Down syndrome child hat.
Bishop.
She is chewing that the fuck up. Chewing it up.
Well, let me down up in there and get me a drink or something. Shit,
yes,
girl,
I need me a good drink, too, and a stiff cock.
What, you gonna get you some Wild Irish Rolls?
See, they still make
I don't know
Wild
if you
want to go
toe-to-toe with Granny.
Some fucking old English.
Mr. Man is the only total top left child by...
So everybody that wants to know in the room, I run track. I run the 200, the 400, and the 300-meter hurdles. So I run, yes.
You run your mouth.
No, yeah. I run from other things, too. You know what I'm talking about.
You run to other things or from other things?
From other things.
Like what? Five out of football?
Baby, if he let Naima put that $5 foot log up in him, he's going to need a colonoscopy, honey. He's going to be needing something done to his colon afterwards.
Mm. Tiffany, why they say let them find out that coke you've been sniffing is sugar?
Oh, so damn.
I can't eat these people.
Yeah, is that what it is? First of all, I don't
die sniffing sugar?
Oh, wait a minute. They said powdered sugar.
Oh, damn.
They say you sniffing donuts. Oh, bitch.
I could buy a sniffing a donut right about now. Krispy Kreme. The light is on.
Yeah, why do bottoms hate on tops? That is a good question. Why do bottoms hate tops?
Because there ain't no such thing as a top no more.
Oh, that's right.
I don't hate on
top
heads.
I love
top.
There
are top, honey.
I was just on the phone with one tonight, honey. He said he don't play those games.
Don't believe
it. Tiffany used to be a top.
Yeah, when I was walking Big Boy Face.
Yes, Tiffany,
top,
I think I called into the show the other night, and I think I heard you on the show, and you were talking about you was your Butch Queen category. Your name was Tyrone or Terry. What the fuck?
It was, when I used to be Terry Chanel before I did my transformation. Before I went through my transition.
You know what? Jasmine said she's going to do a very special show on what the fuck is going on in Texas. Because I told everybody that I'm a trans man. And I'm trying to keep taking my hormones to stay hard, but it ain't working. So I don't know. She thinks something wrong with Tiffany. She thinks something wrong with me.
Well, we know there's something wrong with you.
No.
You're such an angry butch queen. You and Mark. I'm just a grumpy cat. Y'all
angry.
Just angry.
Tell you one motherfucking thing more, okay?
Oh, Lord.
Here we go.
That's when you know it's about to be some shit. When he say, let me tell you one motherfucking thing, you know it's always going to be followed by some shit in the game, honey.
Oh, for real, I am not grumpy. That is just the way I talk. Like, I'm like J-Rock. Like, I don't understand. Like, you talk to me every day, bitch. How can I be grumpy? It's the fucking key, bitch. You know I live for a key. How you going to be grumpy and then key? Like, for real.
How do you talk to Jason every day? First of all, you used to call me every day. So now what the fuck is the real shade here?
Bitch, ain't no real shade here.
You know what? It's always y'all motherfucking bush queens against the girls. Y'all like, y'all cannot take my soft and cunt. Like, for real, for real. Like, it's some bullshit in the game.
I live with the girls, so I don't have a problem
honey,
with the girls.
I love all the girls, but all the girls are not cunt.
Oh, y'all are at me, honey.
I mean, Tiffany, you got to feel special. You're the only female on the cast. So
right,
you sitting
right.
On the show with a bunch of butch queens. So come on now. You are the lady of the show. I'm the lady of the show, but you are the lady.
Oh, in the exception of London. You in London.
Right.
Somebody just hit me up and said Tiffany's a butch queen, too.
I
sure am. I sure am, and I'm really, I mean, I am a female, but I'm more like female figure, you know, so it's just like, you know, I pay it. The girls can't take, honey. They just can't take me.
Wow.
You know what? It's so funny, though, because, like, I be talking to my friends and stuff like that, and I have, like, butch queens, and not even just butch queens, like, kids call me, period, to be like, girl, Tiffany, so what the fuck going on now? And they're like, what's going on with this? And I be like, y'all ask me shit, like, I am just 24/7 know everything about everything. They say, bitch, girl, everybody talk to you like, girl, you was one of the girls, honey. Everybody say you, they dirty. I say, well, yeah, that is kind of true. I do, honey. I fit in, like, it'd be so funny because I'd be having friends that say they hate the fish. They'd be like, bitch, I hate motherfucking fish. I hate blah, blah, blah. But they'd be like, then they'll be like, oh, my, I don't mean it. They'd be like, oh, bitch, you ain't even a fish, girl. I don't know what the fuck I'm about to apologize to you for. They tell me that all the time. They be like, girl, you is really one of the girls, honey. Because y'all know I do cut up, like, if people tell my teeth. Like, I don't play them motherfucking games. Like, I will mace your bitch ass. Like, you never go nowhere with me and tell my motherfucking teeth. Like, I don't play that.
Oh, well, are you getting upset when people tell me what it's really giving?
Yeah, don't tell my motherfucking teeth, honey.
Wow.
I mean, like, when the Bush Queens asked me, they was like, do you have a pussy? I'm like, I was born a boy. Why would I have a pussy? I don't understand. I don't understand.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. And see, with
I
me,
get offended
I just
when a boy asks
that.
Me, do I have a pussy? Don't say
that.
Shit,
you getting punched in the face. No shade. I don't play that stupid shit. Like, what? Do I look like a girl to you?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, you know, Jason might look like a girl when he puts his gilder on for his dates, you know, his company. He puts that gilder on, honey.
Oh, my God,
you
do drag for the dates, brother?
I don't know what, see, this bitch been looking in my windows again. See, that's why I don't have private, bitch, that's why we don't have conversations with, I don't talk to you off the show no more, because you want to be telling my goddamn business. Only told that tea to two people, you and Enrique, and Enrique is my number one client. So I know he was a
yes!
Not the number one client, bitch. Not the one.
That's Enrique. You've been catfished, bitch.
Yes, I've been catfished
bitch,
again.
I've catfished a bunch of motherfuckers with a guilt. I got bitches thinking I'm Jasmine Guy, and you done ruined my goddamn thing.
You're like, womp, womp.
Oh, God.
Now you got Jasmine Guy looking in the mirror.
Hey, Rock, what the f*** is this post?
Huh?
What is this post giving? It's disgusting.
What post?
Enrique, oh, my God.
It's
this
a
is
joke.
Not okay, you know what? Some questions in the chat room I will not ask. You can press 1, and you can say I'm calling about the ad in the paper, and you can ask your own question, and I will not. I am not.
I'll direct you to the right ad. I'm telling
right.
you.
If
y'all
you ask the right, if you ask the right way, we will direct you to the question you might want answered.
Listen, let me just say this real quick for everybody listening. Y'all want us to do all the fucking dirty work and say all the shit, but we all want to, we value our lives. We don't want to be people come after us like Jason. We don't want to be motherfucking walking in here like somebody Jason finna come get us. You know what I'm saying? We value our lives, okay? So if y'all want to say this shit, honey, nobody can see y'all, nobody know. Y'all call in and y'all say what the fuck y'all got to say. Until then, I'm not going nowhere to get tasered, chased down, hacked like I'm motherfucking Paul Bunyan. And I'm a goddamn chimney tree, okay? And I thank you. And I said that. Okay, they always want us to goddamn say all the dirty words, but they don't never want to call
wait
and
minute.
Say what they
naughty gotta... icon, boom, boom. I didn't sign up for anything. I have not signed any contracts or agreed to anything. So, no.
And that's
wait a
the
minute.
Point
I
of having the number
what?
To call in.
What do y'all want to know?
They want
to
know if
to
they want to know about that ad up in the paper, that somebody, that missing person ad.
Okay. Well, I'm here. I'm the girl in the picture. What about?
They want to know about the missing person ad. Have they been found yet? Because I guess they want to know if there's a reward for them being found.
hitting on shit. They want to turn bitches in for the reward, honey, for the prize money, for the donation. Now, the next question going to be how much is it?
Now, to answer your question, I don't know anything about the little boy on the milk carton. Has he been found? I don't know.
Jason, wait, Kelly.
Hold on, y'all. For all you bitches in the motherfucking chat room, Miss Faye, and for all you bitches that's on Facebook, Miss Faye, if y'all want to talk about the motherfucking situation with Tony, bitch, pick up the motherfucking phone and call in and ask what the fuck y'all need the motherfucking ask, and don't call in with a motherfucking private number. Stop being punk pussy-ass motherfucking bitches. Ain't nobody talking about the motherfucking situation at all. You fucking faggots want to talk about it, bitch? Pick up the fucking phone and be a fucking man or a woman and call in and talk about it.
Thank you.
Right, and you only got 6 minutes anyway to call in.
Oh,
is
somebody go off?
Oh, it's going to be locked, and you can't hear from the chat no more. You only got 6 minutes
to
call into the show.
It's going to be locked, honey.
Tiffany, somebody has just inboxed me and said that you are really, honestly, truthfully crazy.
Ooh.
I don't care what
I'm
saying. Tell me something new.
I'm going to show you girls, bitch. I'm going to show you girls, honey. I haven't been doing it in a long time, Miss Say, but I'm going to show you girls in this motherfucking chat room about motherfucking playing with me, bitch, okay? Bitch, y'all bitches get out of line, bitch. I'll mute y'all, bitch, and then I'll kick y'all out the room for the fucking night, bitch. I'll show y'all how to play this motherfucking game since y'all want to play. We haven't been doing it in a long time, but a bitch is back.
They're coming at you, Callie?
Muted.
Yeah, she done muted legendary not.
Yes, she did.
Wow.
Did you know that really pisses people off when Kelly mutes them?
No.
That be pissing them off because they come back like, why the fuck they mute me? I don't know, bitch.
Yeah, that gets to people's core. No
shit.
Kelly, somebody said, go sit your ass down. This is not Monday.
Bitch.
Please don't get Kelly started because all she'll say is, I run every fucking day.
Oh,
this is
okay.
My show. Blah, blah, blah. I'm Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Okay.
This is me. I'm
girls are motherfucking pussies, Miss Fang, bitch. They want y'all to sit here and do all the motherfucking work, Miss Fang, bitch.
Exactly. I agree, Kelly.
That's
so
why we
Tony
said
they
got it all about their head.
If Tony's in custody or if Tony gets released, bitch, when he gets released and he listens to the icons, Miss Fang, he want to read y'all. Bitch, won't y'all do it y'all motherfucking self?
Exactly. You right, Kelly. That's why I said that, honey. I'm not trying to get chopped down like a chimney tree. I'm okay. I don't got to say a motherfucking thing. Baby, you don't have to. You don't have to say a motherfucking thing, honey. You right.
I got a show to do. I can't afford to be on the run.
Missing no limbs.
Okay.
Baby, I'm too fat. I can't run. I will get hacked the fuck up. I can't even make it. Like, I wouldn't be able to get away. Like, that's the point. I would not be able to get away,
Tiffany,
baby. They would get me.
Barely wanted to walk around the streets of Baltimore, so I know she ain't going
to
be
running. Give me something to eat. So what to make you think I would be
mind
able
you,
to
mind
run,
you,
honey?
We was like, Tiffany, come on. She was like, where the fuck y'all taking me to? This is too fucking far.
That's why I can never live up north, honey. Like,
private caller.
Can't take transit.
Private
Jason,
caller.
Did you just see that?
Private caller.
Incoming transmission.
Oh my God. This room is crazy.
Private caller.
I'm trying to figure out if Enrique tricked on Tony.
Oh.
What the hell?
What do you mean tricked on Tony? If Marcus didn't do it.
Did you do it? I guess he's saying if Marcus didn't snitch on him, did you snitch on him?
Did I snitch on him? I don't think anybody had to snitch on him. If you put one and one together, you're going to get two regardless.
Especially when they had one and one together on the tape on the news. They said in the last time at the Carolina, this is what happened with the damn hotel.
All
right. Okay, next caller is 410-963.
Just listening.
Thank you. Enrique, the nigga knocked at your pussy-ass door.
Ooh.
The what?
Somebody said that nigga knocked at your pussy ass door.
Incoming transmission.
My door is made out of wood, not
818-605.
I'm a woman.
Me too. Thanks for calling in. I'm a woman.
Kelly, I just really want to know, honey, because I really feel some type of way, girl, with you, girl. Where's she at, honey?
Who?
I'm here, love.
Oh, girl, no. Why was you sitting up there, girl, cradling my man like the fetal position, girl, like he was your newborn baby,
oh,
girl?
Shit.
Baby, I don't know what you're talking about.
Girl, you know, he gave me the beat, honey. He said, I woke up to Kelly. He said, I woke up and Kelly was fucking, she was cradling me. She was fucking her. I said, Kelly who? He said, Kelly Mizrahi. I said, wait, stop the motherfucking press. I know you lying. He said, no, I woke up and she was fucking spooning with me. And then she was just hugging on me. And yes, honey. I said, wait a minute. You told me. Y'all used to be on the phone talking and stuff, honey, before. He said, yeah, as a kiki. You know, as a key. But you up there hugging on my goddamn man, girl. What's up with that?
Well, when he woke up to go to the bathroom, if he felt some type of way, he wanted to get back in the bed.
Ooh.
Oh, girl. He was tired, honey. He needed his rest.
That's what they all say.
You tried to get my baby. You tried to get my man, girl, because I know you know what it's plenty meat down there, honey. It's meat for days. But at the end of the day, honey,
I know.
I have that on lock.
To show it to me all the time on Uber.
Oh, Lord. Yes, it's very nice, honey.
Whoa.
That's why you was up there trying to spoon and get my piece, girl. Don't mess with my snacks, girl.
Well, God damn it. What?
I'm not playing with you. I'm not playing with you, girl. We'll see you tomorrow night. Have a good night.
Who is legendary not?
Somebody said that. Just got kicked out for the rest of the night, bitch. She'll be back tomorrow.
Somebody just inboxed me and said, don't get it twisted. Somebody did snitch on Tony, so I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I got the same one. Somebody did snitch on Tony. Don't get it twisted. The
listen, listen,
just
listen.
Just watch
it.
But didn't he go down
to
the police department himself to turn himself in and they told him that they weren't looking for him? Didn't he say he did that himself, though?
Let me tell you
something. I'm not looking for nobody to go to jail. I don't wish that on nobody. But at the end of the day, how can somebody snitch? Like, if you went down and you talked to them, like, everybody has seen First 48. They always get you down there to talk and get to see what the fuck you're going to tell if they're going to try to build. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on now. Like, they just want to see what you're going to say before they build a fucking case against you. Like, come on. That's just obvious or whatever. But, I mean, I don't wish that for nobody. I'm not saying that's what I want for him. I'm just saying people need to stop pointing fingers saying this person snitched, this person snitched. You on tape, you did what whatever you did, and it was on all the news. You think they're not going to come looking about what's going on?
Right, and then you know the queens is going to snitch on you anyway. Like, you know, like...
Well, black queens ain't snitching unless there's a coin involved.
Child, and ain't nobody gave me shit.
If a black queen don't like you, or you get enough queens that don't like you, they will snitch on you for free, bitch,
no,
any given
true.
Day, anytime.
Mr. No Shade, I bet you they have a whole hotline. People still call.
And mind you, they don't. It is not even just about the snitch to have you busted with the cops. They will tell your lover. They will go and break up your relationship. They will go and do all types of links, bitch, when they don't need
you. Get you put out of your house, the whole nine.
Okay, get your shit cut off, bitch. Have you arrested for motherfucking stealing out the store.
Girl, queens will get you put out your house.
Well, all
no
I'm going to say is snitches get stitches and end up in ditches in Baltimore. Mm-hmm.
Everybody on the motherfucking wire, okay? This ain't the fucking wire, okay? All this fucking snitches and ditches and bitches and snitches and kitchens.
You don't come, you know what? Just because ain't no motherfucking only fucking thing y'all do in Texas is tip over cows and go to the hee-haw.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to need you to come down here to Texas real
if it ain't
soon.
If it ain't a big, juicy steak and a big, dick nigga waiting for me,
Austin,
I ain't coming to Texas.
Over cows.
Did you hear what I said, J-Rod?
What was
if
that?
If it ain't a big, juicy steak and a big dick nigga waiting for me, I'm not coming to Texas.
Well, then you need to come to Texas because there's a lot of that.
Okay, tell them to rock.
They even got a song in Texas say, I'm a big dick nigga. Watch me work the middle. I'm a big dick nigga.
Well, how does it go again, J-Rock? How's it go again?
J-Rock, wait a minute. Is it April 13th?
I'm gonna need somebody to work that magic and give me a plane ticket to Texas.
I'm gonna send that song to you. That's their theme, and they just be walking around the club swinging. I'm a big dick nigga.
Mark is looking on Spotify as we speak.
Enrique, get out of my motherfucking house.
I'm going to need whoever got those Greyhound. No, I can't do Greyhound.
See, I'm on Priceline right now. Like,
I need somebody to that can work magic to magically get me a ticket going and coming from the Texas.
Oh, baby, you don't want that magic, honey. We don't
and I don't want a hotel room like the one Ginger had. I don't have them top of them games.
Kelly.
Is it through now?
Huh?
You got mail.
Ooh.
Ask your question.
What was the question?
He's telling you they can hear you. So ask your question.
Who?
Person that I'm on FaceTime with that keep talking and y'all keep saying, who is that? I'm supposed to give y'all what y'all gonna hear when y'all get to Texas.
Baby, well, they told me it was big. It
incoming
was big.
Transmission.
I don't know what Kelly said. What Kelly said? What she say?
They told me it was big dicks in Texas, honey. And I came down there, baby. They told me the boy had a big dick. He came to my room and said, pulled that shit out. It was about 7.5 inches.
Oh, shit.
So you put him out, Kelly? Or you flipped him over? Which one?
704-907.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. It's Marcus.
Hey, Marcus.
Hey, Marcus.
Damn it, little Tito, you beat me to the fucking punch. Fuck.
Well, I have something to say. To those anonymous profiles that are sending me death threats and threats, I want to tell you something. There is such a thing called an IP address.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not familiar with it, I want you to know they know your exact location. And you can be found and traced. I know y'all are playing and y'all trying to have a good time, and I'm a strong-minded person, so I really don't believe that shit. But I'm going to encourage you to not get yourself involved in something that you cannot handle. I am very white woman, and I will.
Why can't it be high society black woman?
Have you heard something?
Why can't it be high society black woman? Why
I'm
white, white woman.
Because that it fits the cause. Now, that's my recommendation to y'all. If y'all want to get a little smarter, I do want to tell y'all, for those who are making up email addresses and all of those IP addresses will trace back to your physical address. So I would encourage you to use your girlfriend's computer if you're going to send these threats. I don't personally think it's worth it, especially seeing that I didn't do anything.
Mom, let me ask you a question.
But,
why you have your phone? Why are you on the phone? Are you getting a lot of threats and everybody's kind of pointing
at you? Well, no, I just checked my email, and I kind of saw some messages like, oh, you're so wrong, you're a snitch. Snitches and stitches and, you know.
Damn.
It hasn't been I'm going to get you, but, I mean, at this point, have y'all seen me or has any report even suggested I've done anything? I mean, I'll be real, like, okay, me and Tony do have a pass, but I feel like our pass is so bad, if I did do it, I would actually be a man enough to admit to it and be like, yeah, bitch, you turned me, it's my time to turn you bad. But I would never, having been to jail for 33 days, I would never put anybody in that situation. You get what I'm saying? Because sometimes people make mistakes, and that's just, you know, it is what it is. I would never want to see anybody in jail, but I would hope that they learn from the mistakes they've made. But, again, I don't have any say in this. But I'm going to encourage to those people that they keep it cute before I keep it gorgeous.
Okay, well, Marcus,
I will go to the FBI.
I'm sorry for cutting you off. But, basically, Marcus, basically a lot of people are saying that you and the owner did it, and the warrant is based on property damage. So they're thinking that you and the owner did it together.
Okay, here's my question. okay, at this point, why would I, if I'm still responsible for the damages, so why would I, would that take me off the hinge or something? I'm still responsible for it. I still got to give this lady $2,305.
So you still paying it by yourself?
This is the shade. We just got the damages for In Demand on Sunday. Mind you, if anybody knows, if they looked up anything, the warrant was filed on Friday. So I'm not even sure that the charge that they put on there is what they're actually planning to do. That might have been something just to get it, to get the system or to get the ball rolling. That's my interpretation on it. And I only found out about it because the lady called me Monday and she said, Marcus, brace yourself. You're probably going to get a few calls from news reporters again. Charges have been filed. And I was, my mind immediately went to, well, damn, who they charging? And then, it was confirmed to me of what it was about. So, I mean, again, I don't think she's provided the invoice to the police yet. Because I think
over.
She would have told me that.
J-Rock, yeah. I'm sorry for a second. J-Rock, can you take over? I have to do something real quick. So, J-Rock, can you take over?
Okay.
Thank you.
But, Marcus.
Mm-hmm.
When you're saying this, can you catch, though, too, why people would think that? Because why would she call you to say, okay, well, brace yourself?
Brace myself as in, she said that as in, she knows that I didn't want to get called from. We're all getting harassed by the news outlets. So, I mean, I think she was calling to give me a heads up. She knew that I didn't really do well with the first, news reporting, putting the camera in my face. If they wanted to talk to me via phone, I wouldn't have a problem with that. I've done an interview with Fox News over the phone. I just don't want the camera in my face. I mean, that's just not the type of life that I want to live. I don't really think she has anything to do with it, but I want to encourage y'all to realize that some of y'all been in legal trouble. I don't know what y'all talking about. Anytime anybody snitches on somebody, your name is in the discovery. It will come
open.
You will
know
who's the person that did it. So there's no point of guessing. If it's going to come to fruition, it's going to. If somebody did it, it's going to come because you have the right to face your accuser.
Right.
Everybody needs to know their rights versus just sitting here. Because, I mean, I would wonder what dumbasses would be willing to pick up, and I look at the charge that they put on there as a very minute charge. It's a Class F felony. That's not anything, that's almost a misdemeanor in North Carolina.
Right.
So y'all are sitting
here. Could it have been? Let me ask you this: you're saying that the warrant was for damage to property, like that's what has been filed.
No, you read the charge. It said exciting a riot.
I didn't see
felony.
I didn't see the charge.
Okay.
What was the charge?
I mean, the news article said exciting a riot felony. Exciting. I mean, it's no shade to my sister Tayana. When we were in Kentucky a few years ago. Somebody was getting arrested, and Tayana yelled out, like, oh, no, y'all can't do this to black people, and they took my sister in and called it exciting a riot. I mean, that's as small as the charge can be.
Right, it is. That's true.
That's
it's
what
true.
That
it's
is.
True.
I mean, so it's not anything, it's not really serious. I don't really know if that's the gist of it, but I think people are sitting here. The reason why I guess they made it a felony because they said, I guess I looked up the statute. It says that the property damage has to be more than $1,500. I wouldn't have really guessed that stuff that was broken would have cost $1,500. I got an invoice for it, but I have not looked up the cost of these things myself because, I mean, as a business person, I'm going to be cost conscious. Before I give you $2,300, I'm going to be like, well, is this acceptable? Because maybe I can get it myself at a cheaper rate or be like, well, maybe you should get it from here. That's equivalent or better than what she was looking for. Because, I don't really know. It's just outlined out of what the cost of things were. But, no, I understand people are upset, and I can see how people could think that I did it, but let me be clear. I got slapped, and I didn't file a police report. And that I could have definitely done that. Why would I put my mouth?
But they say you did though. They
said
when you got slapped that you went down there. You was doing the, you was writing the statements or something or doing something there, Marcus. Now that's what the kids have said about you before. I'm just telling you.
I wrote a statement, but nothing happened. And my family's well connected in North Carolina. I don't think that would have happened.
So, Marcus, have you talked to them and told them that he didn't start the riot?
The police have not talked to me. Ironically, which you know, as I sit here, I kind of wonder what are they waiting on to ask to contact any of us.
Wait a minute, because I was there. I'm trying to figure out what the fuck are they looking at as a riot, because nobody hit anybody.
Those chairs did hit that girl. She caught a couple, but they did actually, something did hit her.
Well, I don't think y'all understand what a riot is.
Well, we understand
what
a
riot
is, but we're trying to figure out why would they...
They're all excited, but what I'm saying is I was in the middle of it. Nobody got physically hit. So I understand what you're saying about a riot and how it looks on video and whatever. I'm not disputing that. But knowing that the people that were there are even entertaining this, you know what I'm saying, Kelly? Anybody else that's entertaining this, y'all know nobody got hit in the exception of them chairs.
Well,
the only way that girl got
as
hit.
I sit here and I agree with you, I sit here and kind of go back to say, had it never been put up, we would not be in this situation. I mean,
right,
the police
really
paid it.
But that man
didn't
say he got
touched,
though. What about that man saying he got touched?
Oh, well, the video's up, the post up, and I went to my motherfucking YouTube, I went to my YouTube page today, honey, and I checked my email, Miss Sang, honey. Good Morning America hit me up, Miss Sang. Like five different people hit me up to license the video. Whoever's giving out the highest money, I'm taking it, bitch, because I need to pay my credit card bills. Oh, wow.
You just said
Kelly,
you wasn't doing
so
it.
So you lied to
her,
Kelly, girl.
You
lied to
her. Yeah, you said you was going to forward me the email, girl. Let me collect the
money. I just went and checked my YouTube page, and I had 27 motherfucking emails from all different types of news reporters, Good Day
wow.
New York, everything, bitch. I'm going on a nationwide.
Now, Kelly, now get into this, Kelly. Have you been contacted by the police?
I'm going on a nationwide interview in spring.
Kelly, have you been contacted by the police?
I haven't been contacted by anybody. I don't
exactly.
Know.
So if all these news stations can reach us,
the
police ain't tried to reach out to us yet.
I speak to the news people, but I don't speak to the popo.
Yeah, the police ain't tried to contact you, just like they haven't tried to contact me, Tim, Econ, or Chicken. They just kind of paid it.
Lisa, paying it. They'd rather see us do it to each other for them to ask to come and break it up any fucking way.
So who's actually pressing the charges? Is it the FBI or is it the police? Who's actually?
It's the city.
It's the city, okay.
And I mean, they're being okay. I want to put y'all
but
in.
But you know
the
what? Let me tell you. It's just so ironic that it was put up as the North Carolina aftermath. And then to say what city in North Carolina, and so many cities in North Carolina, they just automatically knew that it was motherfucking Charlotte. It's just so ironic.
That's what
Kelly, I don't
even
The queen that sent the link. The queen that sent the link. Okay, let me tell you how it worked. You recorded the video. You posted it to YouTube. Somebody sent it to World Hip Hop All Star. Somebody from there took the video and sent that along with the Facebook flyer to the news station. The news station contacted the police, and their initial question was, well, y'all was caught because they were able to check logs. Y'all came out and y'all shut this event down. Y'all didn't, this video is out and y'all didn't make no arrests. And that's how shit started. So now you're in this white woman area in Charlotte, because the Notre Dame district is the arts district of Charlotte, with these million-dollar houses and art galleries and all this big shit, and y'all got crime going in over there? Oh, no, ma'am. They have to do something. Even if they put a charge on and they drop it 2 months later, they're going to do something to appease the people of the Notre district. Because the Notre district... to make them feel comfortable about being in that neighborhood, because people pay a very high value to live in that area and town.
Right.
So
so for the bottom line, for insurance records and from a legal point, they had to point the finger and blame someone. That's why they that's why they're not reaching out, because somebody snitched. So the person behind a contract and the name of the promoter is all they need.
What you say?
Behind a contract and the name of the promoter is all that they needed.
No, they had the flyer for that. That this is my thing. On the video, there's no way you can tell that is 628 North Davidson, East 28th Street in Charlotte, North Carolina, under no circumstances. How the hell they found that out?
Well,
somebody told
them.
Somebody told them.
You can hear my inbox going off. Apparently, that from that woman is playing two sides against the other, because someone spoke to the woman, and she is saying that the promoter as well as herself are working with the police.
That, but she has yet to make that publicly said. So, again, everybody supposedly spoke to her, but it's not – why wouldn't that be on in the news articles that have been out? I mean, have y'all even listened to the 911 tape?
Okay, first of all, let me ask y'all a question.
There's a 911 tape?
Hold on.
The 911 tape has been released, too.
If there was a way that Marcus did have to be involved, now let's just say that they are spinning it to where he's involved. This is a scenario. You mean to tell me that if they told y'all that if y'all did not give up the person or people that was involved in this, that y'all would go down, y'all would not give up names? Y'all going to tell me that y'all wouldn't?
Oh, it's either him or me? Or that
right.
Thing? Oh, that's
well,
sad.
I don't live that kind of life to where they could just throw something like that on me. They don't have no dirt on me like that. So it could never occur to
them. You're in a well-off area where people, they want answers. So
Switchboard Naima saying she pressed 1.
Get a name.
So this is my question. So y'all are saying, because I don't think y'all realize, when you do everything legally, there's nothing they can do. This was the equivalent of a fight happening at a club.
Incoming.
They don't shut clubs down over one night. You know what I'm saying?
Naima!
240581.
Hello, can y'all hear me?
Hey, Naima.
Yes, sir.
Hello, everyone. Hey, Kelly. Hey, Jason, Mark,
hey,
Enrique.
Here comes
hello,
a conspiracy
everyone.
Woman. She's going to break it down. Go ahead, Naima.
No. What I wanted to say was, okay, when
apologies.
Marcus said,
you want to apologize? Okay, go ahead.
No. When Marcus said that, you know, let's face the fact, you know, Tony, you know, he assaulted me or he flattened me, you know, in North Carolina. If I really wanted to do something else that he rambled on about. No, the real tea is you didn't do anything, and you said this out of your mouth, Mom, because the reason why you didn't do anything is because there was too many rep laws in the building, and you didn't want to gag.
Okay, but that didn't stop me from going. I could have went to the police station the next day and not gag.
Yeah, you could have, because you know those girls down there in North Carolina or in the Carolinas would gag you, girl. They would get, the next time you came out, if you did anything with Tony or had him lost or anything like that, they would turn you. And it still doesn't
right,
mean
no,
that you still ain't. That you still ain't trying to turn this man even now.
You know
well,
what?
You know,
that's a great conspiracy theory.
Excuse me? Excuse me, Marcus?
Okay, that's a great conspiracy. That's a great conspiracy theory. But what happens in real life is when you do bad things to people, everybody's not out to get back at you, because you know what? I don't really feel as though I have to play to get back at somebody, because karma is a bitch. And I hate somebody is going through this, but, again, just being a kind of like a religious person, I don't really have to get back at you because, you know, I have somebody on my side who can fight everything for me. So, again, I feel real bad, but, again, for you just to sit here and say, oh, well, Marcus, it's a possibility that Santa Claus called in and told them. But I just don't believe that. He said he went to the police station and showed him a video that they didn't even know anything about.
Let me tell you what I believe, Marcus, okay? You believe that since you're such a religious person and that, you know, the Lord will fight your battles, you know, he'll take care of the people who did something to you. Let me tell you this.
that same Lord that you believe in, that you're going to fight your battles, that karma's a bitch, and, you know, and all of these other things, whatever like that, and, you know, he will chastise and people will do injustice to you. Don't forget that this is the same Lord that'll do the same thing back to you when you turn other people too. Let's not forget that.
And that's why I try not to turn people.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. Naima, the only thing I can say is that I had nothing to do with anything. If y'all don't believe it, I guess show up to the court case when the day it happened. I promise you the truth, what was done in the dark will come to the light. I promise you it'll come to the light. Believe me, people who have ever been snitched on, they 1,000% know the person snitched because it's in the discovery. Guaranteed. Their name, their address, their telephone number, what they said verbatim, how it was done, what was done. I mean, maybe I should send y'all some other people's discoveries that we've kind of just kept secret. But, baby, they know everything. They know when you get on a computer and you book something under IP address, they know that IP address and they know what IP address that goes to.
Let me tell you something. At the end of the day, I really don't give a shit because at the end of the day or whatever.
Obviously,
yes,
you
Tony
do.
Tony Revlon, yes, he may have enemies. I mean, everybody has enemies. Everybody has people who they don't, you know, who don't use or they don't like or whatever the case may be. I'm just tired of hearing this shit. It's been over 2 weeks. Okay, it is what it
I
is.
I agree.
Whether you get your ass whooped again or not,
oh,
or whether Tony gets
oh,
knocked
Lord,
again or not, or whatever, at the end of the doggone day, it's done. It's a done deal, whatever. Just like Kelly said before, what she said on her post, she said, she said on her post that the girls want to fight again. You know, they tore it again. Let me say something about Kelly. I'm pretty sure Kelly got the evidence and what have you of it. But if Kelly was a messy person, like y'all tried to crucify this lady and bend the nails back on the cross behind her hands, if she was such a messy person and such a person who really didn't give a shit about the ballroom,
messy. She
that,
is messy.
She was, let me tell you something. She was
a messy bitch, okay? If I was a messy bitch, when those motherfucking people hit me up from North Carolina, bitch, Channel 5, NBC, and everybody was offering to fly me back to North Carolina, bitch, and pay for my hotel room for me to come interview, bitch, I'd have been a messy bitch and gave all y'all motherfucking names up and turned all of y'all to fuck it, bitch, okay? With
girl,
a
you
mother-
had, hold on, Kelly. You might
thing.
Have done it. Who the fuck knows?
Ooh.
We don't know what has come to the past. Anybody just wrote a hand. Bitch, let me be clear. You was a smart bitch about recording
it.
That's what I'm going to tell you. You was a smart bitch, Kelly. And I understand why you want the heat off of you, because you don't want nobody. But, bitch, you're the reason why we're in this foolishness. My
hold
phone is blowing up
this.
My thing.
Hold on, hold
nobody
on.
Nobody will tell you, Kelly, I love
hold
you.
On, hold on, let me tell you something.
It does not matter to me.
Wait.
It
let me tell you
up,
something.
Hold
on, no. Let me tell you something, bitch.
Oh, you
I
got
can
off
deal.
Speakerphone.
I can deal. Yeah, I got off a speakerphone. Let me tell you something. I can deal with any motherfucking heat that comes my motherfucking
that's
way.
That's right.
I don't listen. I don't give a fuck. Let me talk, Marcus. When you talk, I didn't cut you off. I don't give a fuck what motherfucking house a motherfucking bitch is in, bitch. If I want to motherfucking do something, if I want to speak, if I want to post a video, I want to do whatever the fuck I want to do, I'm going to motherfucking do it. Because ain't nobody
and you did it.
In this motherfucking ballroom scene is going to motherfucking
you
kick
did it,
me
bitch.
Or do any
you
motherfucking thing to me.
Congratulations. You did it, bitch. You did it.
Okay.
And you can
and
do
you know
it, bitch,
what?
You
and you know
do
what?
It.
Since
you
everybody
it,
since everybody want to throw me, since everybody wants to throw
anybody
me underneath
the
motherfucking
bus,
and everybody want
to
throw nails and
want to
throw shots my motherfucking way, I guess I'm going to respond back to all 27 emails that I get, and I'm going to go on a nationwide motherfucking interview and spree about
life,
this motherfucking
bitch.
Ballroom
get
scene and all this
life.
Motherfucking shit that happens in North Carolina. Because, yes, the girls fight in other motherfucking states, mistake, and everything. The fight stops at the ball. Mistake, bitches want to go to North Carolina. They want to burn hotel rooms down and all types of shit. Yes, I'm going to crucify North Carolina, bitch, on my interview
that's
and spree.
Fine,
and I'm going to get paid
what?
For
we will
it.
We'll recover from it. We'll have another ball and your ugly ass will come back down and bring your $30 with your house kids and buy two motherfucking tables and still support us. Cause bitch, we
give
our never
gonna have
money,
a
bitch.
Double motherfucking ball in North Carolina.
Bitch, it'll be a ball July 20th, bitch. Whether
you
come
or
not, it'll still be a ball. Bitch,
no big star motherfucker.
Wait, y'all can't talk over each other like this. This y'all can't talk. Y'all can't do
this. This is what y'all want, man.
Let me say something, okay? First of all, Marcus, you should not be throwing around talking about anybody's ugly or anybody's looks. Let's leave all of those things out of the question.
Shit.
Because you are not a pageant winner yourself either. So
bitch,
not,
Kelly, I'm not even
Kelly.
Worried about that. I've been called worse by better looking and better acting, honey. What you say about me goes that, see, me and Kelly can actually throw things like that and it go one ear and go out the other. We're giving y'all the show. We really want to, well, I guess we're giving y'all a show. But for you to sit here, bitch, you don't know me, bitch. And how dare you sit here and try to motherfucking judge me, bitch. You only go about what the fuck you heard, bitch. That's fine.
I don't give a shit. I tell you one motherfucker thing, honey. I'll get somebody to slap your ass.
Ooh, that's what you want to slap me, girl. I'll tell you. And guess what? I will tell you where the fuck I'll
be.
It's a fire. So, girl, you'll slap me and I'll get your ad flagged. That's fine.
Wait, Marcus, you said you'll get her ad flagged.
Her ass.
You know, this is kind of, you know, this is so funny that people, I don't mind people disliking me, but have a reason to dislike me.
No, the reason
I never did
is you because you don't know what the fuck to say out your mouth sometimes. That's why I don't like you.
No, because sometimes y'all try me, girl. I told y'all in that underground, if I said every motherfucking thing that came to my mind, y'all would really gag. I really do hold shit in. Because you know why? Me and Kelly are friends. I love Kelly, you know, either way. I felt like what she did turned me and turned a whole lot of other people. And if it was somebody else, she wouldn't have did it. But you know what? I understand the entertainment value in it and what Kelly ideally wants to do. Just like, it's no shade, my sister Alicia Keys. There are certain things that she may do that I don't necessarily agree with. But because she's trying to advance her career, it is what it is. That, I can disagree with Kelly. Me and Kelly have read each other on the phone and we call each other the next day and be like, bitch, what you doing? That's what real people are. But for you bitches that don't even know me to sit in here and to attack me, bitch, how motherfucking dare you, bitch? I'm going to tell you this. I am of the anointed. If you touch me, I promise you God is going to get you back.
Yeah, well, I promise you. I don't have to go see anybody.
You want to know why you have those ailments in your body and bad things are happening to you? You keep bothering me, and I'm not bothering you.
Girl,
that's what happens when you have a good friend.
Wait a minute. So now you can't just spell them, bitches?
Wait a minute. They not about to
lock on. I want to hear what my girlfriend got to say. My girlfriend pressed one. Hold up. Grandma, you back on the line.
You to let your balls fall, baby. No, this is what I want to say. Y'all know goddamn well Mariel Boone is the one that told on everybody. He can't stand Marcus. You should have gave him his $30 back. And what about that?
I'm working on it, Grandma.
Around the room with a motherfucking hatchet. You got me fucked up. You trying to cut me up. You goddamn right, I'm going to tell the pawpaw you tried to cut me with a hatchet. What the fuck is wrong with that?
Oh, shit. Yes, y'all better make
Grandma,
it.
Grandma, you feel better now it came out? You feeling better?
Yeah, because that don't make no goddamn sense. I don't give a fuck. He talking about his goddamn gay-ass son that always getting cut when he gets a bone and this shit. Motherfucker, you chasing me around with a hatchet. You got
Marcus, now you casting spells on Naima?
No. He said because the ailment she has already. That's what he said.
No, he's saying, he pretty much is saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. That's what he's saying.
That's exactly what I'm saying. You sit there, nobody don't have to, I really hate all of this is going on, but I really want y'all to go back to 1+1. Yes, this wouldn't have happened had the fight never occurred. There's so many things that probably could have changed the elements of what happened that night. And I really, that's kind of like when you see somebody get shot or something, and you know there was nothing you could really do to prevent it, but you just still relive that night. I mean, I would never want to see that happen anywhere. I mean, that room went chaotic. You saw people screaming for their lives, even though nobody was chasing them with no hammer and no knife. They just was, you know, people falling over and bamming on them. That is something that I would never forget. I really thought that that place could have been like, everybody could have been trampled over and somebody could have been dead in there. Like, you know, just imagine when you go to the, you have you seen those clubs and
true.
A fight break out and people fall on the floor and then somebody actually dies for somebody stepping on them? And not
right.
really because of injuries. Those are the type of things that happen. And those are things that I hate. We kind of make a joke about it. The barroom scene is forgetful and forgiving. And maybe we're not forgetful. We are very
yeah.
forgiving.
Forgiving, yeah. I would say not forgetful.
Okay, well, Marcus, I'm going to end that right there. And we just going to say thank you because we did not want to make out. This show was not to be about that. Y'all had.
Well, it wasn't. And Jay, can I say one thing again mm-hmm. to the people who are doing the threatening? I promise you, you give me no choice.
Go
keep it gorgeous.
You're going to bust a grape in a food fight.
And Naima, I wouldn't have to worry about that, honey. I promise you, keep trying.
Sit around at 20,000 and wait for the white man to come through this.
I'm gonna send you a YouTube video. Everything you've done to me, I'm already giving it. It's gonna go back to you. Everything you've done to me. Should you do right by me?
You can continue to sit around and wait for him to come through.
Nothing you touch won't prosper until you do right by me.
Isn't that what Seeley told that man?
I'm going to come to you and I'm going to tell you, until you do right by me, nothing you do. Nothing you touch.
Jesus ain't going to be right there.
That's right. And guess what, Naima? I'll be in Vegas next week. After that, I'll put my schedule up. This is the thing, Naima. I don't ever pray for things to go my way. I pray for God's will to be done.
So I'm gonna book Marcus a ticket to come to the Rumble this week.
You don't have to book me no ticket to come nowhere because I wouldn't fly or anything that you do for me. If you want to be in New York on Sunday, I can be in New York on Sunday. We can go to BBQ's for dinner, and we can give the girls the show that they want. We want to stop pretending in 2013. As of a few months ago, I have no motherfucking warrant. I am not a convicted felon, bitch, and I can go where the fuck I want to. You put hands on me, you will gag.
Okay, so BBQ's on Sunday.
Well, it just came into my inbox, Marcus, that the father of all fathers will be in Vegas next weekend.
I'll be there. That'll change my plans.
He's going to clap the shit out you too.
Naima, I'll take my slap along with the repercussions that happen after I get slapped.
You ain't get up and say, hey, when he slaps your punk ass in North Carolina, bitch, you ain't going to get up and be
Naima. And Naima, and you get turned by the trade all the time when they rob you from your gates, bitch. You don't do nothing. You brush yourself off and you get off again, bitch. You brush yourself off, bitch, and get yourself off and get off again, bitch.
Tell me who finds me. Pumped you the false tea, pumped you wrong tea.
You knew it had to be one of your girlfriends, right?
The true tea is your ass is scared of the Babylons and you scared of Tony, and that's why your motherfucking ass ain't saying too much now, bitch.
That's the motherfucking
right, right. Oh, okay. Well, it didn't take me to it didn't take me to say much. It still happened. Want to be a Revlon girl? They're gonna probably put you out of Ebony real soon.
Who's
so I
that?
Guess you can
Who's
sign
that?
Up.
Revlon? Who's that? Who's that? Revlon?
Yeah. Girl, you were sitting there glorifying them like a gang. That's exactly what they don't want to be viewed as, girl.
Call me as my motherfucking uncle, bitch, and if I went in the slap the
That's fine, girl. Everybody got an uncle and a daddy and all of that shit. You are crazy as fuck, girl.
Call him
girl, Kelly is nephew. Kelly is his niece, girl. But she's still...
I don't give a shit if you call
him his niece. She still has a problem with him 2 years ago, girl.
To pay your motherfucking ass taxes, bitch. They ain't gonna be there to help you.
That's fine, girl. I got Jesus.
Well, Jesus ain't gonna be there either. Jesus is saying you too.
Y'all be in North Carolina. Y'all be voting at them things and them alliances. They say, honey, baby, when it come in, he come in, y'all get it right together. Say he be having his goons out there with machetes and everything, and y'all just go with whatever he say. So you might do be scared now.
Hold on, y'all sitting here saying that, but again, I think that's, I'm going to tell you this, Tiffany. That's breast pitch, that's press bitches that didn't win awards that they didn't win. I don't vote for of the year. Never have, never will. I count the votes. So at the end of the day, the winners are the fucking winners.
So it's been said.
And people going to say that. That's what a sore loser said. Why can't people just say, I didn't win this year, maybe I'll win next year? What do I need? Everybody wants to place blame for when something goes wrong and they don't really contribute what they did to help with the situation. Why bitches got to blame something or somebody? When they get locked up for doing the AP, they want to blame the person on the phone who didn't sound like the bank versus how they looked when they went up to that motherfucking register. Why don't they question that? Or that they did something wrong? Why has it always got to be on somebody else? Everybody wants to pass the blame. Bitch, you an adult. Accept responsibility for your actions. And be real.
Oh, I agree with you there.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
I agree with that as well.
But J-Rock, thank you. I mean, Jason, thank y'all. You can put me back on hold. I really did not come on to give all of that. I would really only give those people that little.
Bitch, y'all just made it completely. Bitch, it's on fire.
I know one thing. The people going to be looking for Marcus, honey, in a minute.
Oh, Tiffany, they're not going to be looking for me.
No, Marcus.
Oh, yes,
they
is.
No, Marcus.
When I
want
you
to stay with us for the last 10 minutes.
They're
going to
chop
you
your head.
No,
wait. So, brother, listen, right? So, I'm on Priceline. I found a hotel and flight for like $500. What's the tea?
Oh, Marcus, can you pay for my flight to Texas?
To Texas?
Marcus, on me. How the hell he gonna pay for you?
Because he wanted to show me. Because he wanted to show me a good time in North Carolina, and I was like, can't do that.
Well, no, I thought I was actually just gonna pay your way into the ball, but you probably would have read me like Tom did, though. Because I probably wouldn't know who you were. And then you got to do what you said.
The one thing I'm not going to do is read over $30. I hate $30.
But I would have given it back. It's no shade. I would have given it. If I tell somebody I'm gonna do something, I will do it. But no, if y'all, I gotta find. Everybody said the flights to Texas were really affordable right now.
You can find Priceline right now. Marcus is one at the Courtyard Marriott for like $500. It's eating it.
But the Courtyard, you talking about by Gallery, not Gallery, Marketplace in Dallas?
It's in Dallas, yeah.
That's the best place to be staying at.
I'm staying at the Hope Hotel where all the Butch Queens is coming through. That's where I want to be.
I
want to be with all the snacks.
Smart.
What?
What's
Mark.
You say,
Callie?
Mark.
Yeah.
Don't worry about the Hope Hotel.
When my legs is closed, my mouth is always open. You worry about you, let me do me.
I'm staying with J-Rock.
Okay, so
where's
the place to stay at?
I've seen
the Marketplace area.
The
Hope Hotel
is the Holiday Inn.
It's the Holiday Inn.
And Marketplace, right. You need to stay in the Marketplace area because that's close to the mall. It's a lot to eat over there and everything.
They're offering a shuttle. They're offering a shuttle to and from the mall. They're offering
How about the Renaissance Dallas Hotel on 222 North Freeway?
Yes, if you get anything in 75247, you're in a good area because all the malls are equally as far from each other.
Kelly, you're not going to Renaissance.
Huh?
She always wants to stay in the high white woman stuff.
Like, oh, I'm gonna stay in the Renaissance, but really she's a Motel 6 Keys. I don't know why she gives all that.
No.
Marcus, can you go to our website, Marcus, and put it for Friday into Monday?
It's not coming up, girl. The courtyard comes up for $39.
I don't see the courtyard on my list.
Girls, you have to keep looking.
The Renaissance is downtown in Dallas.
You don't want to stay downtown. You want to stay in the market.
Marcus, listen, girl.
I'll call you later, girl.
We're staying at a hotel that's got the free breakfast.
I'm talking about the courtyard at LBJ.
No, girl, that's by the airport. No, ma'am.
Bitch, if you stay off LBJ, you're going to be...
That'll be an $80 or $90 cab ride. You're going to gag.
You're going
to gag. And you're going to gag, J-Rock going to come pick me up.
No, nobody's going to pick you up.
I see if you was at Love Airport, you go all the way out by... No, ain't nobody coming to get you from there, huh?
See, Love Field Airport is going to be everywhere. Love Field Airport is, like,
Kelly,
in the middle of the
Kelly, I have a little truck, girl. I'll come get you, Kelly, girl.
Two big bitches in a truck? That's going
to
be something.
Let me tell you something. Tiffany's going to have to come get you because, like I said, Mark, if you come, Naima, if you come, y'all ain't not going to have to worry about no host hotel because we got our own shit. That's all I'm saying.
Also, you ain't included. I guess my shit ain't good enough. Wait, wait, wait. Why did this break? This weekend was given.
Huh?
I totally forgot what that weekend was given. You know what?
It's Ebony weekend. Wait a minute, Kelly. I just got this breaking news. So why didn't nobody say nothing about the police running up in Vonna's room in Chicago?
I didn't hear that either. We talked about that last night, that Vonna was locked up and then she got released.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
Vonna, press one, girl. What happened?
Nothing.
Well, you're not the girl in the picture?
That bitch said, well, you're not the girl in the picture.
Marcus?
Huh?
Do you know anything about that?
They reported the story last night. I mean, she out. I knew she's out.
After Tom went off, I fell asleep. I fell asleep on Tom, so I don't
know.
They kind of skimmed on it. They did a light skate. They let her figure eight, and then they.
Nobody knew anything. I mean, we spoke to her. She said she all right. You know, she got out. I mean, you know, she don't live in Chicago, so obviously something worked out.
Okay.
She out. I talked about that.
Wait, Kelly, did you come back on the radio after your show went underwater?
After my show went underwater.
Kelly, I asked you a question last night. I'm going to ask you this question again. If you could do it all over again, would you have not posted the video?
Kyle, I
would have
did the same thing.
Good girl, you are fierce. Right, girl, say I'm fierce.
I feel bad for the situation that Tony's in, but I don't feel bad about posting the video up.
Right.
So the question is, knowing that if everything you knew that was going, if everything still happened, and you'd have known that in advance, would you have still posted the video? That's the question.
I'm not going to change my statement.
She is going to make a coin off that motherfucking video.
Them people from True TV called me again today saying, you know, Kelly did not reach out to me. I checked the voice. I will play the voicemail for y'all now. I don't know how to do it.
First of all, bitch, I don't sit on the motherfucking computer. I'm not a faggot like these girls are. Bitch, I don't sit on the computer. I don't check YouTube emails or anything.
When Tiffany said what she said tonight is what made me go to my YouTube email address and open up my YouTube email address and see, bitch, that I had motherfucking 27 motherfucking emails on there from all different news reporters and everything and all these different people that want to license the video out and everything.
Wow.
Okay, I got like 8 people that want to license the video out, bitch. I got another 18 different reporters hitting me up, want to interview me. Reporters from New York and all over the place want to interview me about this story.
Bitch, I'm about to put a wig on to become Kelly Knight.
I mean, I know YouTube videos make money. I'm just gagging, man.
I'm just not trying to understand how they can license a video if it's already in public domain, though. How's that?
Because they
can license it so they can play it on TV.
They can play the video on different places and stuff, but they can't actually put the video on TV and stuff outside of that. So that's why they need to license the video and get the rights to the video. But the only person they can do that from is me. Honey, okay, and if they not offering me nothing to pay my credit card bills, or because I got 3 credit card bills, bitch, they ain't getting it.
Right.
I mean, if they show you right now, I'll give you $3,000 for the video, because that's the number I was given. It's
no
shame.
That's the number that you was given?
Yes.
That's what she told you?
The lady from True TV told me $3,000. They start around $3,000.
Okay, well then I gotta call Erica in the morning. I got Erica's number.
Oh, so you
Erica
knew her name, bitch. Oh yeah, I knew you knew her name.
So you waiting for the highest bidder, Callie? Is that what you're doing?
I knew that. That's what I said.
Tell y'all one thing. One thing for certain, 2 things for motherfucking sure, bitch. I've been around my motherfucking sister, Jasmine Couture, for a very long time, bitch. You think I'm just going to take one offer from one motherfucking person, bitch, and I got 8 different people hitting me up, bitch? We going with the highest motherfucking offer, okay,
well,
bitch?
They playing that video on Cash TV. Money, what is it, Cash TV? What's that main white boy name? Cush TV? Cush?
No, it would be True TV. It would be on True TV, and the show was World's Dumbest Something or World's like Craziest Videos. That, you know, they have all those brands. When she gave me the website, I looked it up.
Criminal.
Yeah,
baby, let me tell you something. I got the email sitting right here in front of me. I just opened it back up, honey. Okay, I got it sitting right here in front of me and everything. The lady's in New York. Her name is Erica, baby. She's from Meeting House Productions for True TV and everything. I have it right here in front of me. Okay. Yeah. I even got people from California hitting me up. Bitch, I got people from North Carolina hitting me up, bitch. I got people from Jersey hitting me up trying to license this video, okay?
I'm telling you, Fox will try to
license
it.
I'll give you $3,000 now for the video, girl.
Give it to Wendy Williams. They will put it on Family Guy, though. I see that down.
That's what I'm saying. They will put something like that on Family Guy and, like,
yeah, they
cut
would.
To it.
They would on South Park. They would. They definitely
what?
Would make a part
and make it
that.
A make it a joke.
Yeah, because did y'all see the Family Guy when they said with the bounce, I'm going to Wally, 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 Wally,
oh,
Wally
yes,
World.
Bitch, that little Chinese boy did not play.
Let me tell y'all. Y'all want to know how serious this is?
They also put it on a YouTube video.
Let me tell y'all how serious this is. Let me tell y'all how serious this is. Anderson Cooper from the daytime, from the morning news, honey, from Channel 4, hit me up to interview me about it.
I don't believe that.
You don't believe it?
That's another reason. Okay, now that you're saying that, that's another reason why they're trying to get results, because you have this city, and they're looking like they're embarrassed. So just because they're embarrassed.
Hold on, because J-Rock, bitch, the girls, you don't call me a liar, Miss Thing, okay?
Oh, shit.
Bitch, you don't call
That's right, Kelly.
You don't call me a motherfucking liar. Hold on, let me take his email address and his phone number out of this, Miss Thing. Honey, hold on.
Oh, Lord.
No,
okay.
But they're embarrassed. So just because they're embarrassed, they're going to need results quickly.
Okay. Okay,
you're gonna get the visit from Obama soon.
Don't y'all want to say happy birthday to Bobby, Kelly, Bobby Mizrahi?
No, hold on, bitch.
Happy birthday, Bobby.
I'm trying to get this post to go up in this chat.
Okay, well, I just want to say I've enjoyed everybody talking to everybody tonight. The show's about to go off, and I can't wait to be on the show tomorrow with Jasmine because we have a lot to talk about tomorrow.
Oh, I hope you have an apology for me, too.
Girl. Good go sit down somewhere, honey, and put that white on there.
Before the show go off, J-Rock, bitch, go to the motherfucking room, bitch, and you come back and you apologize to me. Bitch, don't ever call me
motherfucker. Get it, Kelly. Work for Anderson Cooper Daytime Show in New York.
Kelly, I wait for the highest bidder, too, bitch. You get all that.
No shit. I will wait for the highest bidder, too.
I got so many motherfucking
But, Kelly, you can't wait till. Kelly, you can't
wait. I don't know who the fuck Grace is. I can type this up my goddamn self.
Oh, shit.
No, she cannot. She took the name that so you can see. It's a big time.
It says Talk Soon, Grace. I can type that in my damn self. I don't believe it.
J-Rock, you will do something like that, J-Rock, because you need to put good.
Well, Kelly, I'm going to say this. If you wait too long, you're going to gag, because eventually it's going to be an old story.
It's not going to be an old story.
They will move on, girl.
I'm not interviewing with nobody. Now, the video, me selling the video to pay my bills off, yeah. But me going to interview with some people, bitch, if they ain't paying me to interview me, bitch, I ain't going to do no motherfucking interview.
Wow.
Well, girl, give me that gilder you wear, girl. I ain't as wide at the top, but I could pull it off.
You wide every place else.
They don't know who's telling this why he is in the video.
Exactly, it's me. I'm big, sexy Mizrahi.
Nobody knows who I am, bitch. I mean, bitch, they hitting me up on YouTube, bitch. The only person that actually knows how I look is the one reporter from North Carolina, Kurt, because he found my fan page.
Wow. Wow.
But they keep calling me, girl. I'ma just give them your Facebook, girl. I'ma pay
you. You ain't gotta give them my number, Miss Thing. I emailed all of them back tonight, Miss Thing, and I gave them all my phone number, email address, bitch. Okay.
Ooh. Oh, so now, well, now you heard a number, and now you willing to get coin? Well.
Yeah, I need coin, bitch. My credit card bill is due. These people call my house on every morning at 8:40 in the fucking morning, and I'll be answering the phone.
Are your bills piling up?
Wow. That's a lot.
I'm going to market this motherfucking video, bitch, like no other, bitch, okay?
Well, girl, thank you for selling out the ballroom scene.
Bitch, please, I ain't selling out the ballroom scene, bitch. Please, honey. I'm about to go get me some bitch. Listen, okay?
Come on, because it's no different.
You want to put on a motherfucking show out here at these motherfucking balls, bitch, and then I'm going to motherfucking record y'all, bitch, say, and I'm going to pitch y'all up, bitch, say, and I'm going to sell y'all out to the highest motherfucking bidder, bitch, but it's my motherfucking video, bitch, say. So y'all better come out in peace, bitch, and let's just have a good time and ball like we used to ball back in the day.
Hey, Kelly, when you show out at the balls, we're going to record you, and we're going to get you back the same way.
Okay.
Karma is a bitch.
Marcus, you know what, Marcus? I'm gonna come to North Carolina. I'm gonna throw a table at you. Take record.
Oh shit! Girl, you gonna throw a table at me, girl? And I promise you, you will gag. I promise you, you won't make it to the door. You won't make it back to Charlottesville Airport. And
you
will
honey.
Be in Mecklenburg.
I'm coming to the motherfucking DM ball, bitch, and I'm gonna turn the DM ball out.
Kelly, now you might come many places and turn at many places, but you will not turn the Clash of the Champions ball. Now, you do what you want to do. When you and Harold got into it that first year, you saw how quickly the police stormed that stage. Those are real sheriff officers. They will detain you. You will go to jail. It's no shade.
Mm-mm.
Now, you can throw a table all you want. Just have your bail money and your Charlotte address.
Wait
ready.
A minute. You want to put the police on Kelly if she throw a table, but you didn't put the police on nobody who slapped you. Why are you
I am getting
Kelly?
Out of here.
Well,
I'm
guess what, Tiffany, and on a bad note, that happened in July. Look, it's less than a year later, and look what's happening. Because, see, it's out of...
Ooh.
And look what's happening.
And
I didn't even have to do nothing.
Player.
Okay, well, girl...
Well, I do want to say this before we hang up. I feel bad for everybody, but everybody calling up here talking about all of this and what and now who's snitching on who, but ain't nobody showing no sympathy for that man who got his arm cut up. Let's have a moment of silence and some sympathy for him, honey. God damn it.
What man that got his arm cut up?
Didn't that man Face put up a thing talking about he got cut up?
Face, right?
Yeah, yeah, honey.
They should have cut some teeth up.
Face was cut. Tony Sons was cut. Africa was made some mistake. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, so let's have some sympathy for these folks,
I mean,
too.
Nothing happened to them green teeth.
I need y'all to get into that video on the official ballroom of that little Chinese boy in the cartoon.
Well, it's been fun. I need y'all all a good night. Don't forget to tune into the State of Emergency on Wednesday and the Monday night recap with Kelly and her crew. Good night, and have a
it's
safe
It's a ball
weekend.
This weekend? Oh, it's a rumble. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm a big, promote big nigga. Watch me work.
Body.
Say goodnight,
and I be
everybody. Good night to the little pig in the red boots.
Oh, Lord.
It puts the lotion on his skin or it gets the hose again.
Oh, my God.
That little piggy went market.
Yeah.
But in the end, you're nothing but a misguided midget asshole with dreams of ruling the ballroom world.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.